about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Cue the bitches.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Nobody can beat Casey Gideon.
No, why is that? Because you...
stuck them high and I let them fly.
That's what I thought, yeah.
I stuck them deep and I sell them cheap.
They can't compete against you, Crazy Gideon.
They cannot. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm crazy.
That's right.
And if you don't vote for me, you're crazy.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
No bingo. Play still on.
What? Wait, what?
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So... are you ready to rock?
And now.
When we refer to someone as yellow, we consider them to be what?
The Chinese.
Our feature presentation.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
On.
At 29 minutes after 5.
What happened?
That was awesome.
What do you mean, what happened?
Great. Well, first of all, how are we early? I thought we had to start at 5:30. What happened with that?
Well, I don't know.
Are we just screwing that cycle, Mike?
No, it's just one of those things. We are a tad bit early. The music and the morning bit kind of went that way.
I could listen to him talk all day.
Yeah, he certainly brings it to life too.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, every once in a while, the music that we play at the 5 o'clock hour plus the bit that we play just works out that way. I apologize.
Yeah, let's not do that. So basically, Kevin is on such a tight margin in the
right
that when you're 45 seconds early, that just throws his whole day into a tizzy.
I still had another 45 seconds. I had nothing but time. And then all of a sudden, I heard the show start, and I was like, what is going on? I misjudged by 45 seconds.
That is a lifetime.
It is.
It is. Yeah, that Kevin was putting on his headphones as the open... finished.
I don't know that putting them on is accurate as more maybe fighting with them. They did not want to cooperate. So
yeah. Hey, it's a new month, and I noticed when I woke up this morning, and maybe you guys have recently as well, that it's pitch freaking black dark out in the morning again.
Yeah. Yeah, but hasn't it been?
Today's the first day here.
Oh.
Because remember, I'm 1,100 miles north of you.
Right.
So. Today's the first day that I woke up and it was dark out. And I said, this is BS, man, because over the weekend I was out at some place. I saw nothing but back to school going on.
Right.
We're already making plans on the show for some potential travel just after Labor Day, which
sure.
is right around the corner.
Yeah.
What I'm essentially saying is if you don't have your Christmas shopping done, you're behind.
You got to get out there and do it.
I mean, essentially, it's the snowball running down the hill at this point. I mean, it's practically New Year's.
Take it easy, dude.
Well,
you haven't got anything
works.
For Valentine's Day. You really are behind.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Well, you know how fast the last third of the year goes. I mean, we talk about it
sure.
every year, but I mean, it's crazy how everything speeds up. And this is the beginning of noticing that, I guess, is what I'm saying. Now that it's dark
you.
In the morning again, that's how you go, well, summer's winding down. That's
I got you.
Christmas is tomorrow.
Christmas is tomorrow.
Christmas is tomorrow.
Pretty
yeah,
much
that's
it.
Essentially my point.
Yeah.
All right.
I hear you.
It is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Got a whole new week of Kevin and Bean shows. We're going to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Spent a lot of time at the X Games over the weekend.
Yeah. How was that?
Good times. Saw Psycho Mike on Saturday, I guess,
mm-hmm.
for 5 seconds. And then I couldn't get back there. I don't know. He was just sitting around.
Really?
Flapping his gums.
Oh, Mike.
He was on the air.
Yeah.
He was doing a radio show.
Right, I know.
He was just talking to... people in the seat next to him.
How interesting is that, though?
Well, not very, I agree, but I just want to know what you expected of me.
Don't talk so much when you're on the radio.
I don't know. I was a little annoyed by it. That's all. That's all. And it's always a bummer when the X Games go. They come. Fantastic. Good times. Next day, gone.
Gone.
Got to wait another year.
Okay. You're not nearly sunburned enough, really. Normally, you come back bright red.
I do.
What'd you do?
Hid
on sunblock.
I put on some sunblock and
wow.
I hid
There's
in the shade.
A concept.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you.
I thought I'd try that this time.
I thought Kevin was going to be a lobster this morning because I saw him very early on Saturday and I knew not only was he going to stay at the X Games pretty much the entire
All day,
time,
yeah.
then go straight to the soccer game at the Rose Bowl.
Right.
I said he's going to be.
Yeah, but that's at night. That was at 8 o'clock at night.
But the sun hasn't been going down till about 8
midnight.
O'clock, so I figured,
you're right.
He thought you'd be a pile of ash by today.
No. Best shape of my life. All right, let's take
All
your
right.
phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
I'll be honest, sometimes the prize is not even worth the time of your telephone call, but today, maybe the best prize in a long time. How about a pair of tickets to see your first place Los Angeles Dodgers versus the always entertaining St. Louis Cardinals on Monday, August 17th at Dodger Stadium? Baseball tickets for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew this morning.
Is that for baseball?
Yeah.
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 It's a hell of a prize.
All right, let's begin with Matt. Hey, Matt.
What It Do Nephew? What It Do Baby Boo?
What it do?
Hey, I was shopping on the internet over the weekend, and I know how much we love the Snuggies. They now make them for dogs.
What?
I've heard about
really?
That. Yeah.
They make Snuggies for dogs.
Yep.
Because when a dog lays under a blanket, sometimes it can't get its paws out?
That's right.
To change the channel? What does it need to do?
Scratch, I guess.
That's bizarre.
Snuggies for dogs.
And they come in two colors. Blue and pink.
Blue and pink, sure.
Hey, I've heard that dogs are colorblind. Is that true?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Can't differentiate colors?
Right.
Shades of white and gray.
Black. Listen to Matt.
That's all they see is black and white?
Pretty much.
Huh.
Wow. Okay. So
the colors are for the
dog doesn't really do anything for them.
The colors are for the owners then, I guess.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right.
Boy or girl, I guess.
Sure.
Oh, I see.
You
sure.
That's a
that makes
stab
sense.
In the dark.
He's thinking boy or girl.
I didn't see that, but okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Now, not to dwell on this, Lisa, but it seems like a Snuggie would be the type of thing you could put on your dog to take out in a walk if it's raining or something.
It kind of
work as a coat.
I have like a little t-shirt. I have a little sweater for those things. What's the difference between that and a Snuggie? It's a sweater with places for their arms or their legs.
You guys know that we're talking about dogs, right?
Yeah.
And
I guess they don't have
arms.
They
make dogs nowadays with hair.
They do.
They come with it.
That's true, too.
They don't even need a shirt. Isn't that outrageous?
Sometimes my dogs do.
Let's go to Yesenia.
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What did
you? Sorry. I wanted to comment about Gwen Stefani's Rock Hard Abs. I went to her concert this Friday. She is insane. The older she gets, I mean, her body just looks better and better.
Yeah. She does seem to be increasing in health and beauty and everything else, and it's just annoying.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Just her jumping around all over the place.
I guess it happens because she has the opportunity to make it her job when she, you know, between the baby and the tour, she has the chance to just work on that, I guess.
Yeah.
As opposed to most women.
I saw her a few years ago, and this year, I mean, her body is just crazy.
Someone's in love, it sounds like.
No, it's crazy because I have kids myself, and then to see her doing that, it's like, oh, my God.
You hate her, don't you?
I'm sorry?
You hate her, don't you?
No, I love her.
I know you love her, but you hate her because she's in great shape and she's had kids.
Yeah, I gotta admit it.
Yeah,
there's a few. Yesenia,
would you make out with her if you could?
Of course.
Okay, good answer. Thanks for the call.
We'll try and hook that up. Let's go to Damien. Hi, Damien.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hello.
Funny story. I'm at the No Doubt concert last night. You know, me and my buddy are sitting at the top near the lawn. We see this one dude go over the fence. Now, behind him are a bunch of other people waiting to see if he makes it. He makes it, so the group goes, and as one girl jumps the fence, and as she's coming down, her dress gets caught top at the top of the fence, and she's just standing there in her bra and underwear. The funniest thing.
No, really?
Oh, I would, because all I had was my camera phone on me, and it doesn't have a flash. I wish I could have taken the pictures. I so would have sent it to you guys.
That's too bad, but that is
funny. So what,
is
what funny. Did she do?
Well, everyone was going over the fence. Like I said, the one guy went over.
Right. But I think he's asking, what did she do for the rest of the show with just her bra and panties?
No, she had to climb on top of the fence to get it.
Oh, she had to go back.
She went back and got it.
There was a few moments where, you know, it was just bra and underwear.
I gotcha. And did you cheer loudly?
Everyone did.
All right.
Yeah. It was a fun. We're like, yeah!
This was a Verizon Wireless Amphitheater show, right? That's where they were?
Right, last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got U.S. Border Patrol running the fences down there. I'm telling you, anybody can go in and out of that venue at any time. It's crazy.
Thank you, Damien, for the call. All right, let's see. Let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve. What'd it do?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
I just wanted to say Ralph let me down with this show this week. I went to see The Collector last night on his recommendation. Lamest movie ever.
Really?
Which one was The Collector? Refresh my memory.
There's the horror movie. This guy goes to rob a house, and there's already some freak there that's booby-trapped the place.
Oh, right.
There's no story.
Yeah.
You never find out anything. There's no explanation.
Well,
the only positive is my girl, you know, is freaking out, hanging on to me the whole time. That's the only positive.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's worth something. You know that Ralph doesn't watch the movies, right? I mean, that's his deal is he really just, rates the trailers. He does not see the movies. He just guesses. So when he said it was going to be good and then you took him seriously, joke's on you.
Sucks to be me.
Yes, it does. Thank you for the call. All right, and let's go to Craig. Hey, Craig.
What did you, nephew?
What did
you
do?
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a situation I've been debating on for the last few weeks now. I don't know whether or not to go to the Blink-182 show. I already have tickets for them, but I really want to see the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I don't know what advice you guys think I should do.
You have tickets for Blink-182. You want to see Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Do you have tickets for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs?
No, but my friend can't go to the show, and he was going to give them to me. But I told him I already had tickets to Blink, but I really want to see both. But I don't know which one.
But it's the same night? Is that it?
Same night, same time?
Yeah, same night.
I think you got to go with Blink because you don't know whether they're ever going to play again. They could break up again, for all you know. So this is your opportunity. First time in almost 5 years. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know they're going to be back.
That's true. That's another thing I was debating on. So, yeah, I think that's a good... good option right there.
Okay.
Blink would be a good one, too.
All right.
You guys are problem solvers.
Thanks
I'm
for
impressed.
The burn is going to be when he goes to see Blink-182 and then the Yeah Yeah Yeahs break up and they never play together again. That's
that will be funny.
But for right now, I think Blink is the way to go. And by the way, I've heard phenomenal things about this tour. Apparently, they're really bringing it. It's a great, great show.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay.
Hey, I know you had a boycott on last month, but now that we're into a new month.
It's all yours, man. It's all yours. Take it.
Go ahead.
What?
You don't want to do it?
What? What is wrong with
so
you?
I'm disappointed.
I don't understand why. What's wrong with
Because you're very picky about the way it's said, and I don't seem to say it right, so I just
no,
take
that's
it.
Not true.
All
that's
yours.
Okay. All right, never mind.
Anytime you want to do it.
I withdraw the question.
You could do it 25 times a day.
I withdraw the question.
All right. Bean is odd, and he visits graveyards.
Kevin's a dick.
And
I thought we were still talking about the same time.
No. Visits graveyards in every city that he goes to.
I only learned that last week.
He doesn't.
That surprises the heck out of me.
And it has nothing to do with knowing anyone in that graveyard. He just likes to go wander around and smell the sweet death. I don't know why, but he does. So we'll talk about that today. Plus, we got the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices. Very excited about that. We got way too many good stories about animals that we got to figure out a way to get to.
Okay.
K-Rock listener Josh, we talked to last week, and he wanted to know how he could put the moves on his assistant basketball coach, who is a woman.
Yes.
And MILF. And he just needs to know how to not ruin it. So we're going to try.
The important part of that story, married.
Married.
Right.
Dewan on the program today.
Yeah, right.
Love that.
I love it in theory.
I got a Facebook message from Dewan at 2:15 yesterday, this morning.
Oh.
So we'll see if he wakes up.
Meaning he stays up all night?
He stays up all night.
I'm just saying,
every night,
I just want to throw that out there to let you guys know that I did, in fact, get contact from Dewan at 2:15 a.m.
This is the third day in a row that we've tried to set him up for a phone call.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I was sleepy.
Thursday, he missed. And then Friday, he missed. And then. And then we had to move on and do other things, and then he started calling and calling and calling and emailing and calling and calling because he wanted to get on the air.
He was not happy,
right?
Actually.
So we're going to try it again today and see how that works.
Okay.
Psycho Mike, Dave the King of Mexico, and Omar are entering the Red Bull Soapbox Rally.
Woo!
And they need your help building their vehicle, which they are calling the Summer of Death.
They need your help or they need you to do it?
Do it.
Pretty much,
yeah,
right?
You got to do it.
Okay.
And we're going to talk to Harvey Levin today. as well.
Oh, cool.
And Sal Masichella with a little recap from the X Games from the weekend. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
This is the Kevin DeBean Show. By the way, all this week we're giving away tickets to see Blink 182 September 18th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, except for at 7 a.m. when you win a trip to see Blink 182 in Washington, D.C. That's right. The Virgin Mobile Free Fest in Washington, D.C. is where you'll see the band. And you're also eligible for that grand prize drawing at the end of summer for a smart car and a year's supply of gas. This is one of those instant wins, you guys. You don't qualify. Ooh. You just call up at 7 o'clock when we tell you to call and win the trip to D.C. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. That'd work.
D.C.
Seems like.
Just saying, D.C.
Just a phone call.
Well, no.
I've never been.
It's not too excited. Instant win.
Might be cool.
You know?
Hey, that's a fun place to visit. Talk about a place with tons to see. I mean, it's a great tourist destination in addition to seeing Blink 182.
There you go.
D.C.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
First of all, to that caller this morning who said I was raving about The Collector and he should go see it, what show was he listening to?
Oh, you didn't even say that?
No, didn't even say that. Look, if I describe a movie to you and tell you what it's about and you go, wow, that sounds good, I'm going to go. That's hardly me saying, oh, it's great, go see it. That's on you, Sonny Jim.
Sonny Jim was his name?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, didn't show up in the top 10 this weekend, so he was one of the few people who went to see The Collector. But here is your top 10. The weekend box office. Funny People came in at number one this weekend. No surprise there. $22.4 million.
I love that movie.
Made it so.
I did too.
Did you?
Yes, and I have a lot of friends who didn't.
I felt
alone
Sandler
until just this
was
minute, Lisa.
So good. And
as long
genuine.
As Lisa's on your side, you know it's a good movie.
Well, that's
good.
My friend loved it.
Yeah.
I
didn't like it.
Come on.
No, I'm just kidding. I thought it was good.
You and your friends put t-shirts on your dogs and go see it. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince was number two at the box office, still hanging strong. G-Force was third, then An Ugly Truth and Aliens in the Attic, and its debut made a dent in the top five. The Orphan was six. Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs came in at number seven, then The Hangover, The Proposal, and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen came in at number 10. Congratulations to Mark Wahlberg. How's your mother, by the way? He made an honest woman out of his girlfriend, Rhea Durham, over the weekend. Rhea Durham, rather. They were there at the Good Shepherd Catholic Church in Beverly Hills on Saturday and apparently had a lovely wedding ceremony. Only about 20 invited guests, but also their three children were in attendance.
Right.
So maybe it's about time to get married when you knock out the third kid. Uh-huh. Finally got around to it. By the way, Mark says, don't hold your breath waiting to see their wedding photos show up in your favorite glossy tabloid magazine. He says he has no intention of selling the pictures to the highest bidder. So there.
Okay.
So all you people who are desperately waiting to see Mark Wahlberg wedding photos, you are screwed. Mark's in the middle of making the Mickey Ward story, I believe.
I don't know what that is.
Mickey Ward was a boxer back in the early 80s who had a trilogy of fights. That was just considered by many some of the best boxing matches in history. Yeah, so he's co-starring with Christian Bale, I believe, in that movie. Currently at work. Congratulations also to Allie Larder of Heroes.
Oh.
She got married this weekend as well to a dude named Hayes MacArthur. Who I'm thinking has to be the son of James MacArthur, who was Dano on Hawaii Five-O.
You think?
I'm thinking that.
Has to be
has
that?
Has to be.
All right.
Doesn't really have to be. MacArthur's a pretty common name, but I'm putting myself out there.
Okay.
So be it. Also, congratulations to, remember Rob and Amber from Survivor?
Yes.
Yes.
Boston Rob, who was just a douchebag.
Yep.
Yes, and Amber, sure his attractive girlfriend.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then they got married, and we said, well, that won't last. But they just had a baby over the weekend.
Well, that won't
last.
That's
something.
So apparently they've been together for a while, and looks like it's actually working out. Everybody kept saying, how can she like him, because he's such an a-hole,
yeah,
and she seems so sweet.
Yeah.
And then they did like nine other reality shows together, but apparently their relationship is working out. So
he's still a douche, though, right?
Oh, yeah. That doesn't change. In fact, he usually gets worse. Lindsay Lohan in the news. Apparently she is still focusing on what matters, cocktails and cigarettes.
Good.
One insider tells AbsoluteNow.com, the entertainment news website. This is someone who works at the Chateau Marmont Hotel on Sunset.
Sure.
Very hoity-toity place where a lot of celebs hang out and party. That she still owes them over $37,000.
How do you run up a bill like that?
Because you're Lindsay Lohan. And they just give you and give you and give you. Yeah. And they don't think about collecting.
Wow.
And they say, we'd like our money. And she goes, money?
Money? What are you talking about?
I made a movie since the 70s. And then they get angry about it. And they tell the press. So there you go. MC Hammer. Are you watching his new show, Hammer Time, the reality show?
I watched it once. You know, interesting. It's MC Hammer.
Are you familiar with Marvin Grant, his cousin, who's on that show with him?
Mm-mm. No.
Is he the fat guy? I think he's MC Hedge Clippers. Or MC...
I don't think so.
MC...
Drill Bit?
MC Staple Guy. Maybe. I'm trying to think what's in the toolbox. He has been arrested and accused of rape.
Oh! Oh!
Wow. Well, that took a turn.
Wow. Yeah.
I guess he's MC laughing about the Hammer family.
His cousin's a rapper. He's a raper. Turns out. He met a girl on Twitter. They got together. When she showed no interest in him when they met in person, police say Marvin attacked her.
Oh,
man. Is it still rape if he has surprise?
Apparently, it is. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yes, he's in trouble in San Francisco.
Wow.
MC Rape.
MC Raper. And, you know, it's all about the remakes and the reboots.
Yeah.
These days, looks like one of TV's biggest daytime TV shows is coming back. An all-new version of Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, finally.
You familiar with Let's Make a Deal? It used to be a very popular show back in the day where a guy would come out and say, pick one of these curtains. Curtain number one, curtain number two, or curtain number three. And you'd pick one. And behind it would either be a prize or a zonk.
A zonk? Is that what they called it?
That's what they called it when you got whammy. They had like a goat back there.
Was
something.
That Bob Barker too?
No, it was Monty Hall.
Oh, that's right.
No, not Monty Hall. This is Monty Hall.
That's right.
I was trying to avoid that, Lisa. But you walked me right into that bear trap. There's nothing I could do. Now my leg is stuck in it.
Is he in the FBI?
Well, it's funny you should ask.
I used to film that show in Montreal.
What?
No, not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Yeah, apparently Wayne Brady will be the new host of Let's Make
a
Deal.
Wow.
That's what Wayne Brady does now.
It'll be running on CBS.
Okay.
In place of the soap Guiding Light.
Game.
Apparently the soap opera Guiding Light is going away. After 57 years on television.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
57 years.
And that show was on 25 years on radio as well, The Guiding Light. It's been around for a long time. But now Wayne Brady's going to give away goats instead. Yep. So at least got that going for
him. That is going to be good.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Speaking of Brady's, his brother, QB Tom Brady from the Patriots, celebrates his birthday today. Wayne's brother, Tom.
He
is 32 years old.
Brothers.
I think they look a lot alike.
All right.
You gotta look in the same light, that's all. I wish for his birthday, I wish Tom has as good a season this year as he had last year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wishing to Tom Brady. Guitarist singer James Hetfield of Metallica celebrates his 46th birthday, as does actor Isaiah Washington from Grey's Anatomy. John C. McGinley celebrates his 50th birthday today. Martha Stewart is 68. Our former president, Martin Sheen, celebrates his 69th birthday today. And singer Tony Bennett celebrates his 70th birthday. Hasn't Tony Bennett been 70 for about as long as we've been alive?
Our whole lives he's been 70.
He's still 70 years
old. He's going to be 107.
His toupee is 70. I got to check this out. This is wrong.
That doesn't sound right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I know we're going to talk to our friend Dewan in a second, but I have a quick update for everybody on Antonio, the world's saddest man that we talked to about this time on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember we talked to Antonio? For folks who didn't hear, he had a very bad string of luck. He had his car broken into a couple of times, and we tried to cheer him up. We had people calling up with jokes and stuff. Well, I got an email from him over the weekend, and apparently whoever broke into his car was able to find something in his car that had his bank account information on it.
Oh!
And now $4,000 is gone from his account. So he's spiraling out of control. He's just things are getting worse and worse and worse for Antonio. He's already talking about how he's bankrupt now and he can't afford it. He's going to lose his house. It just goes on and on.
So did we help or not help? I can't figure that out.
It's not my kind of humor.
Not funny to Antonio. But anyway, that is the update. We will keep you posted. And when he eventually does take his own life, we will also let you know that at this time too.
Wow.
I hope that's not the case. I'm just saying the way Antonio's going, I'm a little bit worried about the dude. That's all.
All right. Let's bring Dewan on the show. Hey, Dewan.
What's up, Kevin and Bean and Lisa?
How
Hi,
are
Dewan.
You?
Dewan.
Good. Thank you. How's your weekend?
Very good. Spent most of it at the X Games. How about you? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, awesome. And we guys want me to talk to you guys about, since I got your emails last week.
Right. Well, first of all, we had been trying to line you up for 2 days last week, and then it seemed like on Friday you were very upset because I guess you weren't available when we needed to talk to you, and then you called back and you hang up on Miss Cleo. That's not very cool. And then you shout at Alex and stuff. You know, maybe, I don't know, a little patience with our staff, with us.
I do apologize for that.
Okay. That's very nice to work.
We guys try to call me about.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Your friend Psycho Mike, who loves you, as you know, Duane, he says that lately you've been calling him and kind of making him your goon. You've been asking him to go out and fight your fights for you. And we're trying to figure out what's going on with you where you need Mike to go and set things right where you've been wronged.
Yeah, just give him some space. Yeah. That
give who some space?
That waitress, Carly at the Cafe Brass Monkey, I don't know what's wrong with her.
Yeah. But you asked Mike to just go talk to her? Is that one of the things that you asked him to do?
Yeah. I heard they go there before.
Okay.
Okay, let's back up 1 second here, Duane, because this will be confusing for people listening. You called Psycho Mike and you asked him to go talk to a waitress because you did not think that she treated you well at the restaurant that she works at. What happened?
Yeah, I didn't do nothing wrong to the staff there.
Right, but what did she do?
Yeah, what are you upset about?
Upset about?
Yeah. Why did you want Psycho Mike to go talk to her? You don't remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. and there was one other thing. You got the wrong amount of change at a restaurant. Tell us that story.
Yeah, not by Carly's, by Caitlin Hart. She gave me the change back, 15 cents back, and she haven't given me the 35 cents back on that day. It was around April.
In April? In April of this year?
When I watched the acoustic thing of the bands perform there in the middle of April.
Right. And then she gave you...
That's the last time I went there.
So she gave you 16 cents and she was supposed to give you 35 cents?
No, she gave me 15 cents and she's supposed to give me 35 cents.
Right.
Okay. Did you say anything to her?
Yeah, she told me she don't have no 35 cents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, could you look at the 20 cents that you didn't get as just part of the tip? She was your waitress, right?
Yes, not the tip. I want the whole money back, the 50 cents back.
Well, I mean, I guess I can understand that, but let me just ask you this, Duane. If it happened in mid-April, why did you talk to Mike last week about going back and getting you the change that they owed you? Why did you not do that when it happened?
I don't know why it happened.
No,
she was like seemed a little rude to me.
Right, but I'm saying it was in mid-April that this happened. Right.
Yeah.
Now it's early August.
Uh huh.
So there's. It seems like there's a decent amount of time between when it happened and now that you could have, you know, called or done something. What made you think of it last week?
I'm a little upset about that.
Right.
I'm not mad at that, though.
Okay.
I do respect the Cafe Brass Monkey employees there.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So, why won't you go back there anymore? Just because of the 20 cents?
No, because the Carly told me last month, don't come there right now.
Don't come.
I've had a lot of girls tell me that, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't ever want to see you. I just want to see you right now.
Yeah, because I'm supposed to go there like the early July to that acoustic thing event.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. There, and waitress Carly picked up the phone and she told me you cannot come the next day or right now.
I see.
Yeah, there's more going on to this story than we're being let in.
I don't know why she deleted me on Facebook and my.
Oh
no, that hurts. That's a slap in the face, Duane.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
I didn't do nothing wrong.
Okay,
I'm
now.
I'm sure you didn't.
Let me just see if I can put my finger on the problem, though. You're upset about the change that you didn't get back, or?
A little upset, yeah.
A little upset about that.
Well, it's salt in the wound at this point, Kevin. It's just it's indignity on top of indignity at this point.
Would you say that's right, DeJuan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, look, it's a new month, DeJuan, and it's time to have a positive attitude. There's lots of people who love you. There's lots of places you can go that don't involve those people. I think you just need to look on the positive side of it.
Yeah, because I'm going to try to sue that waitress.
Oh, no, okay, DeJuan. You're not hearing me, DeJuan. You can't sue her over the wrong change. You have to let this go, DeJuan. You can't dwell on this.
Yeah.
DeJuan, it just seems like if it's 20 cents and it was months ago, you know, maybe it wouldn't.
It's not 20 cents. It's 15 cents she gave me. It was short.
Okay. But I'm saying whatever it is, it's less than a dollar, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So suing them over that, it seems like that might be a little overkill. Like maybe you should just, you know, just say, oh well, you know, maybe next time I'll pay closer attention. I'll make sure I get the right change and I'll just move on with my life. I don't know that a lawsuit needs
to. I hope everybody listens to this morning.
I do too.
Believe that.
I believe that.
Okay, look, what if we give you the 25 cents? Would that make it go away for you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Then we will give you the 25 cents. It's worth it to us to see you happy, DeJuan, yes. Because like I was trying to say before, you need to just put this behind you and just move on and concentrate on positive things because a lot of people love you. All right, DeJuan?
The drink was $2.50, but let's get $35.
All right, how much money are you owed? Is it 35 cents?
Yes. Give me. Let me think.
That's okay.
All right, listen. Whatever it is,
we'll give you 50 cents.
We'll give you a dollar.
Yeah.
Now, but will that make the lawsuit go away?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen.
I hope everybody around the LA area listens to about this.
Me too.
Okay, I think they've heard it. All right. Well, Kevin and me are resolution experts here today, so we've avoided court for our friend DeJuan A. Johnson of Los Angeles, California. All right, DeJuan, listen, we got to go. I'm glad we got a chance to talk to you finally. Have a great week, okay?
Peace out.
You're the best.
Okay,
bye.
It's time for this week
in Rage.
Yeah, get it on. Yeah. Number three going down to number one. First, the variety pack. Sounds good at first glance, you know?
Variety pack.
I was watching TV. Everything comes in a variety pack now. Cereal, and I was sitting around. I was watching TV with the wife. Can't pull her name up just yet, but it's early for me.
Lynette.
I'll write that down.
Yes.
All right. And two T's. Okay,
yes.
Okay. And we're watching TV, and she's eating a lime popsicle. And I go, give me a hit off that. And then I taste it. I'm like, this tastes like ass. Lime popsicles suck. And I said, why do you like lime? How did I marry someone who likes lime popsicles? I hate lime popsicles. And she goes, I don't like them either. And I said, well, why are you eating a lime popsicle if you don't like lime popsicles? And she said, well, I wanted a popsicle, and we're at the end of the variety pack.
Ah.
And we get to the end of the variety pack of popsicles. You've gone through the cherry ones. You've gone through the grape ones. You've gone through all the ones you like. And now you're left with the four lime ones.
Right.
And she's just going to eat them. So she's eating a popsicle she doesn't want to eat because it came in a variety pack. And
yeah,
I thought,
makes sense.
I don't like that. And then also, what about when someone goes on the bagel run here at the office?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't mean bringing home a pile of Jews. I mean bringing home the actual bagels. And they go, oh. And so you eat the, you eat the plain one, and you eat the egg one, and eat all the other ones. And then what's left is the jalapeno cheddar ranch one, and then the blueberry one, and
right.
The chocolate sprinkle one. Those are the ones that get left.
Right.
And eventually,
no one wants them,
but some a-hole who went on a run said, hey, how about a variety? How about a variety? And then everyone talks about, oh, it's the spice of life. Right. Variety, not that great.
Not that good.
It's not good. Variety shows, don't like them.
They suck.
I don't like variety packs. You know, you get the chips, you get the cereal, you're left with the goddamn Special K. Stuck with the Special K. Gone through the Fruit Loops, gone through the Sugar Smacks,
right.
Left with it. Why does that even exist? Why don't they just have packs of crap you like?
I don't think they would be able to get rid of the crappy stuff if they didn't put them in variety packs.
So it's like no one would buy a lime
a lime lollipop and no one would die.
But then don't make them.
But that's the other thing. Nope. Stop making Special K. Stop making that. And then I realized, you know what the ultimate variety is? Trail mix. That's the ultimate. We don't like this, but we do like the peanuts and the M&Ms, so we will pick them out of the trail mix. Anything sadder than the trail mix once it's been sifted through.
No.
Once the raccoons in the office have gone through the trail mix and there's nothing left but like a busted banana chip and half a raisin. We always, that's how you know with the stuff. But by the way, this is what you should do. When you have an office, when you start a new business, you buy a thing of trail mix, you put it out. Okay. Let all your employees sift through it. Whatever's left at the bottom, don't buy any of that crap. We don't like that.
That's a good tip.
All right,
good
so advice. Let's get rid of the variety pack in general. I want to talk about leather. Leather seats.
You're angry at leather.
I don't like leather seats. It's always a big luxury. Leather seats in cars. They do sell charge car. More for that, right? Yes, got Connelly leather, beautiful, handcrafted leather. And then you get in and you burn your ass in the wearing the shorts for the summertime. And then I thought, what's so comfortable about leather? All right, show of hands. Who has a leather pillow?
No one.
Nobody.
Not a person.
No, nobody. Leather underpants?
No.
Leather comforter?
Nope.
Leather duvet cover? No, there's nothing comfortable about leather. Why do we decide it was the world's most comfortable substance? Huh? Why? That car's got leather. Ooh, I may fall asleep behind the wheel. It's so luxurious. I'm melting into the seat. Well, why no leather pillow, jackass?
We have been told that it's luxurious. I don't know why.
It's not. It burns your ass.
It's not good.
Your ass is sweating. It doesn't breathe. It came off something with nine stomachs that pulls up cud. It's not comfortable. All right, but we don't want cloth because cloth is like if people look down their nose. Right. Oh, you couldn't afford the leather. I'd save a few shekels and go with it. We need an animal. We need another animal.
Okay.
Well, I mean, ostrich is no good. Snake is no good. Alligator's no good. That's good for boots. I think llama. I'm saying llama skin.
Llama skin for the seat of a car?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. It seems good. I'm just saying, or maybe.
Do we have that many llamas?
I feel like just what's in Bean's dog run right now would be enough to cover half the cars that come out of Detroit.
All right.
I'm just saying leather, why, if it's so comfortable, how come leather pants are uncomfortable? That's all I'm saying.
I can't argue with that at all.
And try to go one night on a leather pillow.
No thanks.
Although I do feel like that would let the ladies know you're hardcore about your loving. Wow. Look at that guy with the leather pillow. I wonder where that's going to end up. He means business. Woo!
But only because you're so tough to have a leather pillow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right. So leather, not that good. We need another animal. Okay. I'm not saying, Bean, maybe you should go skin your flock and see what works over there. But I'm thinking llama.
Okay.
Perhaps
all right.
Llama.
I'm going to get back to you on that, right?
No variety. Pack, no leather.
Yes, and number one, I was talking about this last week. We're talking about bumper stickers and municipal vehicles and the city and how depressing all those, and senior abuse and all, take care of your kids and all that. But I got behind a pickup truck yesterday, and you know the guy's a genius because he was driving the Ford F-150 Harley-Davidson version.
Oh, I saw that too.
It's an $18,000 pickup that they put a Harley-Davidson sticker on and charge $28,000 for. It's awesome. So I was driving behind that genius. And on the guy's car, he had a bumper sticker that said, "You're a pissant. Your best sucks. Your best." He told me my best sucks. Then I thought to myself, well, my car's worth $30,000 more than yours. So already I feel like I'm a little ahead of your bumper sticker. But I've seen a lot of those have a nice day a-holes or F you and die and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, really? In a town where no front license plate is illegal, I can see Calvin taking a whiz on the Chevy bow tie, no problem. Or some guy basically telling me and my family to F off.
Right.
Or another one that says, your kid made the honor roll, but my kid will kick your kid's ass. Like, literally threatening family members. Or even worse. And listen, if you're Asian or Jewish, you can tune out right now because you people don't put crazy stickers on cars.
Okay,
this is the realm of Whitey.
This is
the Chicanos. Right. This is also a handful of brothers, although they're more on rims than they are on stickers. But this is white trash and Mexicans. The most depressing sticker of all. I mean, being called an idiot by a guy in an F-150, that's marginally depressing. But the worst is getting behind the Mexican guy who's really got the rest in peace sticker on the back of the window of the truck. He's driving the Chevy S10. He's got rest in peace Chewy 1977 to 08. We're going to miss you, brada. Listen, my Nana died a couple of years back. I don't advertise. I don't get a car wrap. When Jews, when their people die, they don't just go ahead and duct tape the tombstone to the roof of the car. We understand there's loss. We understand there's tragedy. Everyone's lost a family member, too. Why do you have to tattoo it on the back of the window?
Why do we have to share in the pain?
What do we do, send over a bouquet? What should I do, just pull up alongside of you? Hey, man. I didn't know Chewie personally, but he seemed like a decent guy based on the sticker. I saw Calvin dragging a cross on the back of your car. It seemed like a pretty, you know, I did the math, by the way, 29, so I'm far too young to go. He seemed like a decent guy. Is there anything I can do for the family? Did I send over a grief counselor, a fruit basket? Well, what can I do to help out here in your time of need? Guy died. You don't put a sticker on the back of the car. Let's just focus on the no fat chicks, people, and get back to basics.
We have hell of a brain trust in the studio here. We have Dave, the King of Mexico, and Psycho Mike, and Omar. And what is your plan, guys? What is it that you want to enter, and how do you need the listener's help?
Gay gangbang.
No.
It's going to be
the soapbox thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way, before we go on, how do we have Mike, Omar, and Dave in the studio, and we haven't alerted the INS to be here? This is an outstanding opportunity for a sweep.
A menagerie of illegals.
You guys decided that you needed to enter the Red Bull soapbox rally.
You got it.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, these soapbox races, you have to build your own vehicle?
Yep. Yeah.
There's no engine.
There is that.
So you three are entering,
right?
And you need some help. What is it that you need?
Well, everything. We need something built,
like a car
for us.
Right, but didn't
a car?
But you guys had this conversation. You just need help building it, or
we need everything. Yeah, we pretty much need it built.
Everything.
What were you thinking when you entered?
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
We're going to drive.
We're going to
get in it. We're going to win.
Yeah.
For one, if that's nothing, please.
All right. So
we're going to be stylish.
Here's the thing. No engine, no gas, no batteries, no electrical cords or catapults.
No electrical cords.
Yep.
How are we going to power the stereo system? Are you kidding?
No batteries. No batteries, yeah. You have to sing.
Wait, then what about the oil slick and the smoke screen?
You're going to have to figure out how to do without electricity.
Guys, I don't know much. I don't know much about these soapboxes. Hard to believe this is out of my area of expertise. I'd love to hear from some listeners who can tell us about this, particularly if you've participated in this event before, this Red Bull soapbox event at 1-800-520-1067. But my understanding is the course is completely downhill, right? I mean, isn't it just you start at the top of the hill, you go to the bottom of the hill? You don't really need much in the way of something to. No?
Yeah, it goes down a hill, and it usually includes one turn.
Yes.
It usually includes one turn. So you go down a hill, and then you go one turn, and then there's a finish line.
And then they judge you on creativity, they judge you on speed, and they judge you on showmanship.
Showmanship, we got down.
We had it down. We have the creativity down, we have the showmanship down, we have the theme down. Our car is going to rock as soon as someone builds it. And
so we're going to look good.
So your plan, and you've already entered this race.
Oh yeah,
we're good to go.
Okay,
we just need a car.
A car. So they filled out all the paperwork, and they just need somebody to make them a car.
Right.
Yes.
And we have a cool
idea.
Idea, right?
Yeah. Our theme might be the best.
Yeah.
We collectively agreed on the Summer of Death.
The Summer of Death.
I like it.
Our car will be a coffin. And Dave will be taking on the role of Billy Mays. That's why he's growing that beard. He's going to black it up a little bit and fill it out so that he, you know, really takes on the role of Billy Mays. Omar will be playing Michael Jackson. I will be in a full football jersey portraying Steve McNair.
Okay. All right.
Come on.
Wow. And you're going to be in a coffin.
In a coffin.
That is tasteful.
Right. Yeah. So if you could build a coffin, 1-800-520-1067.
Have you cleared this with the soapbox people?
They're fine with it.
And they're okay with it.
They make you draw a rough sketch of what the car would look like
before
you enter. I drew up a sketch.
Right.
Dave approved it, and then we turned it into Red Bull, and they approved it.
Yep.
Okay.
But here's the thing about building the car, and I understand why you guys don't want to do it, but there's not that much to it. I mean, literally, it's just a box with wheels, right? Because it doesn't need anything, any kind of power.
Right, but I mean, we need other things too. We need a vodka dispenser, yeah. You know, so we can make Red Bull and vodkas while we're going down the hill.
Okay,
sure. Isn't it only like a 45-second race? I mean, how much time are you going to have?
You know how many Red Bull and vodkas I could drink in 45 seconds, man?
Omar, don't challenge him.
Omar is demanding a no-skip yayo tray, is something right? with shocks on it.
Maybe
so
we
it
could,
stays.
You know, find some sort of solar panels that power, you know, the stereo system that we need.
Okay,
we also need some. You know, I saw this when I was watching Rally Car. They have hot chicks.
They do.
Who are holding umbrellas.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so we need three hot chicks.
I saw that.
So they
the
could hold umbrellas
well.
For us. You know, while we're in the winter circle, they could hold our umbrellas for
yeah,
us.
Hot chicks out there, if you want to be our umbrella girls, please enter. We're taking open auditions.
Oh, this is
shaky.
Yeah,
you can send photos to DJSanchez at KRock.com.
This is shaky at best.
Yeah.
All right. The Red Bull Soapbox event is apparently the Los Angeles is the 8th in the United States, but this event takes place in 30 different countries. It's going to be September the 26th, downtown Los Angeles. And is there some place people can go to get the specifics of what's allowed and what's not allowed in building the car?
Red Bull Soapbox USA, I think, .com.
That sounds shaky too.
It does. Right? Is I thinking there as well?
I didn't answer. I don't know. All I know is I want to party down the hill.
Let's talk to John on line two real quick. He's calling to say he's
in.
May be able to help. He may be able to help in building, but I want to try to talk him out of it because this doesn't sound like a good idea.
Hey, John.
Hi.
You want to help build?
Oh, hell yeah. I've built soapboxes before. Me and my friends used to go down over here by it's a Norwalk, and we used to go over there Whittier, a hill over here in Whittier.
Right.
And we used to go down the hills over here.
Right.
And
Have you ever entered something official like this?
No, I haven't. But
John's our man.
Wait, do you go to Caltech?
I'm sorry?
Do you go to Caltech?
No.
All right. Don't want him.
Yeah, no. He's a little below our standards.
You guys can't be picky.
He's a little below our standards.
You can't be picky.
Yes, some guys randomly going up and down hills in Whittier is not what we're looking for. If you're not from MIT, Caltech, perhaps a professional engineer already, or haven't built a race car that's passed by NASCAR or F1 standards, then we don't want to talk to you.
We should get Jesse James to build our car.
Maybe Jesse James. Maybe Adam Carolla could help out a little with the carpentry. Besides that, we're not going to throw a bone to a friend. It's got to be a working professional.
Creativity. John, what's involved in building a soapbox car? Is it as simple as just a box with wheels?
Yes. Vodka. We need a lot of vodka. That's all I care about.
From our perspective, it would have been just a rudimentary box with some wheels on it. But you look at the videos of some of the past races. These guys take it very seriously.
Yes, they do.
There are a lot of guys out there who obviously have a background in engineering and carpentry and whatnot, and they build these seriously high-performance machines out of these soapboxes, and we need to step up our game a little bit. Omar, Dave, and I could probably put something together.
Yeah.
We don't want to put something together. We want to put something special together.
No, you don't. You want somebody else to put something special together. Right.
We just want to win. We're guaranteed to win.
We want to look good and win.
You don't ask Jeff Gordon to build his car. You just ask him to race it because that's what he does.
Right.
And what we do is race, and what we do is bring style to the table.
Word.
Okay?
Word. None of you race.
We've been
Let's
racing
to,
forever.
Chris, real
are you
quick,
kidding me?
Before we
you don't know what I do on the weekends.
Chris, believe it or not, guys, is in an illegal soapbox club.
Yes.
So we're going undercover.
Oh, my
here.
God. All about me, dude.
All right.
Where's the yayo?
Chris. Chris?
Hey.
You race these soapboxes?
Yep. We used to have a club, an illegal soapbox club, and what we did was we let race some parking lot structures. With little water on the corners.
Wow.
I like it.
Oh. So, like, cool.
So like a 4 or 5 floor thing?
What we did was when we built our cars, we made sure we measured them so they would all fit in the elevators. And there's nothing funnier than seeing 4 soapbox cars come out of elevators.
That's awesome.
He sounds like your guy.
Yeah.
So do you still have any cars around, or do you have a way to help build one?
Thing is, we do have a couple cars around. I've got 2 in my garage. My buddy Mark Terrell's probably got about 4, and there's 5 other ones floating around. But we do have a casket car.
What?
Oh, look at that.
What are the chances of that? All right, Chris, hold on. We need to take your info.
Yeah.
Wow, he has a coffin car.
That's okay, is Step that more unbelievable than the fact that there was an illegal soapbox club?
I'm not sure.
That's a good...
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Monday. What's going on, Ralph?
Every Monday morning, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office.
And today is no exception. Funny People, the Adam Sandler, Judd Apatow film, doing very well for itself this weekend. $22.4 million made it number one. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince was number two. Then G-Force, The Ugly Truth, and Aliens in the Attic. Rounding out the top five, The Orphan was number six. Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs was seven. The Hangover, The Proposal, and Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen. Round out your top ten at the box office. Speaking of movies, we finally have a director for the fourth edition of Pirates of the Caribbean. Disney has announced that Rob Marshall, director of the Oscar-winning musical Chicago, will be at the helm of the new Pirates film.
Could be a musical then?
I sure hope so.
That would be great.
Oh, I hope they sing and dance.
I like rum! Just Johnny Depp singing and dancing. Word is they're going to start filming sometime next year, and they're going to try to squeeze this in before Johnny Depp goes on to play Tonto in the big screen version of The Lone Ranger. I'm looking forward to that Lone Ranger movie.
Me too.
Anything he's in is automatically better.
And you just don't see Westerns anymore. I kind of miss Westerns as a genre in films. You don't see a lot of those. Appaloosa, I thought, was great last year with Ed Harris. That was real good.
310 to Yuma, incredible movie.
You just don't see a lot of Westerns. So I think this could be a good one. And Johnny Depp as Tonto. He loves him some Indians, by the way, that Johnny
Does
Depp.
Does he?
I think he's part American Indian. So he feels connected to the role.
Ralph, are they going to take your suggestion? Or me? I don't remember if it came from you, but we talked about John Hamm maybe playing the Lone Ranger. Would be a great casting.
He would be. I don't think they have taken my suggestion. No word yet on who's going to play.
They don't ask
the Lone Ranger
a lot.
I just hope it's Ryan Reynolds. Give him another movie, please.
Michael Cera.
Oh, Michael Cera, that'd be great.
It would be good.
I'm the Lone Ranger. Hey, you guys, stop all your thieving. Kind of weak choice for Lone Ranger, don't you believe? Futurama is going to be back on TV after all. I mentioned last week that they were looking for new actors to take over the lead roles of voicing the Matt Groening-created Futurama cartoon. Comedy Central is going to put it back on the air. Fox had it for a while. Now they're making new episodes. Well, it turns out they won't need those new actors after all, because as often happens in these cases with voiceover actors, everyone came to their senses and said, okay, we'll take your deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they don't need anyone?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Speaking as a guy who has a little experience in this world, whatever you're getting paid, if you're getting paid a decent wage for voiceover acting, it's fine. You should just take that and thank them and then back out of the office as politely as possible. Don't get too demanding, because you're really just reading off a script for a couple hours and you're done.
It's not a hard gig.
I'm just saying. So Futurama goes into production soon. You'll be able to see it on Comedy Central. And more TV news. Tom Arnold, who's out on his first stand-up comedy tour in 20 years, by the way.
Does that mean he's broke?
Tom Arnold.
Remember, he was married to Roseanne?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
He was also the star of True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Sure.
And let's not forget McHale's Navy.
Sure.
He has got a new deal with NBC for his own sitcom. And they wonder why they're in last place. They're giving Tom Arnold a sitcom. Look, I am no prognosticator. I am no visionary.
That's true.
I am no soothsayer.
That is very true.
But this can't be good.
That
can't
is also
be
true.
Good. A Tom Arnold sitcom can't be good.
What if he's living, it's a wacky roommate sitcom with Tom Green? You ever think about that? Put the two of them together?
Then you got a hit on your hands. But I'm right, right?
Yeah,
yes.
There's no Tom Arnold sitcom that's going to be, must-watch TV. We got to go home and hurry up. We'll wait half an hour till Tom Arnold shows on.
it seems unlikely that it would have to be an exceptionally scripted show, and it seems unlikely they would waste that on Tom Arnold. They'd give that to somebody else.
Even with a great script, he's Tom Arnold.
I liked him in True Lies. He was funny.
He wasn't distracting in that film. You're right. But if the star of his own sitcom...
Yeah.
I just hope they give him a really hot wife and two smart alecky kids who say really funny things.
I bet you'll get your wish.
Oh, that'd be great. World according
it's
to Tom.
It's not my kind of humor.
No.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is 32 years old today. Cannot wait for football season to start.
He guest stars on next week's Entourage.
What? Metallica singer and guitarist James Hetfield is 46 years old, as is actor Isaiah Washington from Grey's Anatomy.
I hear that guy's gay.
Don't you say that around him. He will come at you. John C. McGinley celebrates his 50th birthday today. Martha Stewart is 68. Martin Sheen is 69. And singer Tony Bennett still says here 70. I'm going to have to do some more research. You can't possibly be just 70.
I think Bede's right. You're missing the one at the beginning of that age.
Or the one at the end of that age.
Yeah.
He could be 701.
That's true.
For all I know. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
All right. Let's say good morning to K-Rock listener Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Now, Josh called us early one morning last week, and we didn't have time to fully explore what was going on in his life, but it sounded like he could use the advice of the Kevin and Bean listeners. Josh, do I have this correct that you are in a basketball league, and you feel that there may be some sort of connection, some sort of sexual tension between you and an assistant coach? Is that right?
That's what I'm trying to find out, I think. So that's why I'm trying to get you guys. So, you know,
okay, and for the benefit of folks who didn't hear you last week, how old are you? How old is she?
I'm 21. She's like in her maybe mid to late 30s.
Okay, and she is also married, correct?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's that. The husband with the gun. There's that, I guess.
Yeah.
And where the conversation got weird for us last week is when you started talking about some of the things that have already gone on between the two of you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, for sure. No, like I was trying to explain last time, like her husband is, I don't want to say where, but he's a retired judge. And so
I'm
she
sorry.
Tells me all these places that, what's up?
I'm sorry, he's a retired judge?
Yeah.
Oh, you are a smart guy.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Yeah, so I mean, she'll tell me about the time she'll go out with the girlfriends. And this guy, like, he's maybe like in his 60s, he doesn't go out, he doesn't do anything. She's flown to China with like a bunch of her girlfriends. And he like doesn't even want to go on plane trips, and she tells him how boring he is and stuff. But,
oh,
yeah, she's a trophy wife for him, basically. She's just a hot woman for him to have around, and she does what she wants, lives a separate life. Am I figuring it out here?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Now, do you know if she's free to have boyfriends? Do they have that kind of a relationship where it's okay if she fools around on the side?
If I knew that, I would probably already gone in there, done something about it, but. From what I can see.
What was it that you told us on Friday? Something about she gave you like 30 grand or something?
It was just 30 grand. No, basically, I was like in a little bit of money trouble. And
right.
So I was asking her advice where I can get a loan from a bank.
Right.
You know, for my school and everything, for a car. And she was like, well, why don't I just give you the money? And so I was like, oh, okay.
And how much was it?
$10,000.
$10,000. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is the part that kind of threw us for a loop, because clearly you have more than just a coach-player relationship if she's lending you $10,000. That, to me, sounds like you guys already have a relationship of some sort.
Yeah, for sure. But the thing is, you know, like I said before, not only is she a freaking, like, she's a really high up there attorney. Like, she doesn't work for cases under, like, a couple million. And right now she has a case without.
So your point is this isn't much money to her?
Oh, no. My point is that she can really kick my ass legally if anything happens.
Right.
You know,
oh, I
lawyer,
see what you said.
Her husband's a judge. She's a black belt.
She's a black belt. This just keeps getting better.
It does, yeah. I wouldn't worry so much about being sued from her if things screw up. I'd worry about getting killed is what I'd be worried about.
But the judge isn't going to do that.
No, but the thing is, like, she has so much at risk, you know? Like, she's also applying to be a judge, and so she has a reputation on the line, and so I don't want to be in a body bag somewhere in the like, river or something like that.
Or you could look at it the other way, which is you're going to be able to blackmail her, and that $10,000 is going to become weekly, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's the thing. Like, I know she can, like, because she's a really good attorney. And
right.
So there's no way I could use these. There's no way I can sue her. Right.
Okay. So what you're saying is you want our help and our listeners' help in knowing how to go about it so that you don't make a wrong step.
And screw myself over for the rest of my life. Yes.
Right. So you want to hit that and get away with it and have everybody walk away happy.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay. I like it.
Could I start us off? Could I start the advice off, if you don't mind?
Hey, is Psycho Mike there?
He is, but just give me 1 second. Just give me 1 second. I just like to, and then we'll take calls at 1-800-520-1067. I'd like to start off the advice by saying you probably shouldn't call a radio station. I'm just going to say, I'm just going to put that out there.
Because a lot of, maybe perhaps a lot of details are easy to put together with the judge part and the lawyer part and the basketball part.
I'm just saying, maybe that's not the best start is my suggestion.
Yeah. Hey, no one knows what city she's in, so it's all right.
All right. Okay. Okay. Hey, I have a question. Maybe I'll direct this to Lisa.
Okay.
What do you suppose this smart, accomplished, athletic woman sees in Josh?
That is very baffling. Now, I don't know what Josh looks like.
Hey, you don't know me, okay?
No, we don't.
No, but we've talked to you. But yeah, maybe he's a looker.
Are you a looker?
I have eyes. I can look.
No, yeah, that's not.
That. See, that just reinforces
that's
my
not,
point.
We were saying
it's early. It's early. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you think she looks at you and thinks that is a good-looking young man, and maybe that's part of the attraction here?
For sure. I mean, younger guys tend to last longer, so I mean, whatever.
No, but are you good looking?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Okay. All right.
What could go wrong here?
The question again, 1-800-520-1067 is, help Josh attain his dreams, all right? He doesn't want to screw up. He doesn't want to take the wrong step, but he'd like to be able to do it with the assistant coach. That's basically what we're looking for.
Because it's not enough that you gave him money.
Right, 10 grand.
He wants more.
Yes.
Hey, okay. I got a question. Can I actually submit something, actually?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, Lisa, so you also being yourself a hot, like, milk, and so what would be a way to, like, go around doing that so someone could totally bang you?
That's a great question, Lisa.
Right. We're gonna leave it right there. Lisa's gonna think about that. And by the way, she's not a MILF. Lisa's even better because she's got no kids. She looks like that. So Lisa will give you that answer, and we'll get some advice from the listeners when we return. 1-800-520-1067 if you can help Josh out. Coming right back on the Kevin and Bean. Despite your protests, we are going to spin the wheel of bad animal voices coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we're dealing with listener Josh, who's got himself a little bit of a problem. He has a super hot, rich, black belt lawyer basketball coach that he wants to figure out a way to nail with impunity or without impunity, whichever way the impunity is supposed to go. I'm not sure what that word means. All right, so we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Should he do it? And if so, can he get away with it? Let's try Travis. He's on line one, and I think he's got some advice for our man Josh. Hi, Travis. You're on the air.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. Dive in face first. No pun intended. I mean, come on. He's a 21-year-old college kid. It's not like she's going to take him for his half his estate and his Bentley and his Rolex. Do it. Do it.
So, Josh, Travis says that you don't have anything to sue over, so you don't have to worry about her being a good lawyer.
Still, I don't know. She has lots to lose. I don't. I don't.
It doesn't matter if you have lots of lawyers. Do you have anything for her to go after?
No, that's what I'm saying, but she has a lot to lose. That's why.
Yeah, but you, okay, the caller was right. Travis was right, dude. You have nothing you can give her. She has nothing to gain from you except for, the prime time. You know what I'm saying? That young, muscular body of yours. Give it to her because that's all she's really looking for. If she has this over-the-hill husband, she's not looking for Mr. Right. She's not looking to date. She's not really looking for anything else except for one thing. You just got to fill that void.
All right, let's
no pun intended.
Let's talk to Jared. I think Jared has a pretty good idea. Hi, Jared.
Hi, what's going on?
Josh needs your help.
Yeah, I definitely do it, and not only do it, but you're in a pretty easy position. You know, she just loaned you $10,000. Tell her you're very appreciative of it, and you feel like you should help her out and do some volunteer work for her. Go mow her lawn, paint her fence, or something like that.
Nice. Is that code?
I hope those are euphemisms.
Yeah. You're 21, you're athletic, you play basketball. She's looking for a naive, someone to teach. Go rip your shirt off, do some yard work, and then see what happens. If she invites you in for iced tea and the husband's not around, obviously that's your green light.
There you go.
Yeah, he's got to get her outside of the basketball court, obviously.
So, Josh, what about the volunteering to do work for her outside of the basketball court?
Yeah, I was actually going to end up teaching basketball at her backyard, like use her backyard to teach basketball to other kids. And so I would have given us, a long time there. But
what?
I was wondering, basically, should
I go back? No. It gets him there.
Honestly. What's up?
Here's the deal, though. That's a bad move because now you're involving kids, then you're having, like, an environment where you're trying to supposedly get her alone. Now you're totally not going to be alone. It's a wholesome environment that doesn't really breed sexuality. Just be direct with her. That's my best advice. Like, if she's older and she's already married and she's clearly giving you the signs that she's interested, just say, look, let's go have a drink sometime. Let's just be really open. And then from there, just be direct and say that I know what you're looking for.
I'm down.
I know what you're
looking
for. Don't say I know what you're looking for.
Yes, start with that.
Not in necessarily those words, but
no, start
my
with
point
those
is,
words.
Is that she's not this young girl who necessarily needs to be romance and is looking for Mr. Right and wants a relationship. If it's just a MILF looking for some young action, give her that. Be
right.
Open and direct.
Let's go to Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
What do
hey,
you
Alex.
Think?
I think he should run as fast and as far as he can. If he does this and gets involved, he's going to be owned financially by this woman and legally, and nothing good can come out of it. He's going to end up like wanting to end this relationship, and then if she doesn't, then he's screwed because he's never going to be able to get away, and she could literally probably
wow.
not kill.
Alex
Debbie
has seen
downer.
A lot of movies.
Wow. You are such a downer.
Okay, Alex, let me ask you this. Let me play the devil's advocate here. What could she possibly do to him? If he says, I enjoyed banging you, but I don't want to do it anymore, let's assume that happens. What could she do to him?
Cry rape.
Well, okay. I hadn't thought about that. Okay, there is that.
Okay.
What if he yells surprise first? Is it still rape?
She's a lawyer, and she's hopefully going to be a judge. Her husband's an ex-judge. Let's take out, maybe she doesn't do anything bad to him. What if her husband finds out
yeah.
and decides that he's humiliated by it and wants
See, to... See, I think she's going to play this one as low-key as humanly possible. If she really is hoping to be a
where,
judge one day, she doesn't ever want this to come out.
Do you not think her husband's going to wonder where that $10,000 went?
Well,
she might not think anything of it, but he might.
How long ago was that, Josh?
Oh, no. She, like, it's out in the open. I mean, it's for school, obviously, so that's not a problem.
Okay. That's not
yeah,
a problem.
I'm pretty sure, well, maybe she doesn't. Maybe he doesn't know, but obviously she's going to find a way to cover herself.
But I think $10,000 to a lawyer like you're talking about,
yeah,
as
honestly,
Lisa said
not,
earlier, is not very much money. It's not the type of. They're probably not. They probably don't even balance their checkbook that closely.
Yeah.
So, Alex, you're saying run away because this looks
I
bad
would
to you.
Say, and especially if he's calling into a radio station to get advice on this,
not
he
the smartest.
Probably already doesn't think it's a good idea.
Well,
yeah.
Are you having to call into a radio station just to ask if this is the right thing to do?
Oh, no, he's not asking if. He's just saying, how do I do it without stepping on a landmine?
And Alex, clearly Josh is not very bright also. We've all established that, right?
How do you think
he
can do this and get away with it?
Do you think you can do this and get away with it, Josh?
I don't think
That's why I'm trying to call, dude.
I know, but I'm saying, what's your read now, having talked to people?
I think the second might think, go hang out and see what's up. But the thing is, like, you know, she is, like, in her older. And it's the thing. Her husband is pretty old, and I'm not pretty sure she's not getting enough action from him.
Right.
And so, like I said, she comes at the practice with fishnets. And so.
Look, you get beat up. She beats you up.
She could. She's a black belt.
She is a black belt, right?
Well, I don't think there's any downside to asking. For him
exactly.
to ask her. There's no downside. If she says no, fine.
I don't think you ask. I think you assume and you just start making moves.
But like what? What does that mean, making
just
moves?
Just start making moves. Just while you're on the basketball court, she tells you to do something, you go, how about doing this? And then you just get right in there and do it.
Yeah.
No, we're out of time. Alex, thank you very much for your advice. I think it's good. Josh, you have to let us know what happens next, dude. You got to tell us how this plays out, all right?
All right, for sure. All right, listen, man, give me a call.
You can be next. Hey, real quick, while Ralph's out of the room, let's spin the wheel of bad animal voices, shall we?
Oh, fantastic. We have too many animal stories to deal with, so we got to figure it out by spinning the wheel.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I forgot to tell you who it is. It's Pimpin' Chips,
okay.
Hate Beak, Russian Dog Girl, Suicidal New York City Turtles, Zombie Fire Ants, Attacking Komodo Dragon, Gay German Penguins, Argentinian mega Colony Ants.
Wow.
And
okay.
Zombie fire ants.
Okay.
So we're going to spin the wheel.
I hope it's the gay German chips, because I want to find out why that happy couple broke up.
Going to get more information on one of these stories, and it would be Hate Beak.
Yeah.
Hate Beak.
How about that?
Now, Hate Beak came up last week. This is a death metal band that has two guys, Blake and Mark, and their lead singer is a 19-year-old Congo African gray parrot. Here's a little bit of what Hate Beak, a real band, sounds like. Yeah, they. This is all the aspiring musicians listening out there. They've got a record deal.
Yeah.
They put out records that people can buy, and you don't.
So we had Alex hook up Blake and or Mark. I'm not exactly sure which one.
Okay.
Hello.
or Waldo.
Wait a minute.
Apparently Waldo is on the phone.
Is this Waldo the parrot?
Ow, Waldo.
What are the chances?
Waldo.
Well, it is the Wheel of Animal Voices. Waldo, why are you screaming at us?
If this is the Wheel of bad member voices, then one of those guys would have picked up.
Oh, I see.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my God.
Ow, that's so painful, Waldo. Please stop that.
Pretty girl.
All right. So what's the deal here? How long have you been singing for Hatebeak?
4 years.
4 years.
Wow.
Do you like it?
As I know. I'm a parrot.
You can't tell time?
Not good with it. I don't have a watch.
So it could be a week?
It keeps falling off my claw.
Is it a fun gig for you, though, to go out at night in the bars and play heavy metal music, or is it kind of a drag as a bird?
No, I love it. Big music fan.
Is that right?
Always love music.
What's one of your favorite bands?
Eagles.
Well, I guess
I also like the Birds.
Sure. Yeah.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Sure.
Right. Black Crowes.
Wow, you got them all.
Partridge Family. Fabulous Thunderbird. Eagles of Death Metal.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Counting Crows.
Right, yeah.
Robin Thicke. Blue Jay Z.
Wait a minute. Blue Jay Z. Okay.
Judas Beaks. That's it.
That's it.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. Listen, I played a clip from your last album, The Thing That Should Not Beak. I played that a moment ago. Are you working on new music, or what's going on with the band, Waldo?
In the studio now.
Awesome. When's the new stuff come out?
Drops anytime now.
Okay.
Want to hear some?
Yes, please. That is rough.
He's going for it.
That is not...
Give me an effing cracker.
Wow.
That is
touching. That is really good.
Good stuff.
Do you have anything else?
Nope.
By the way, a little bit of a change. Kevin and Bean Show until 10 today.
What?
How about that?
I would have liked a little heads up.
106.7 K-Rock KROQ. It is 7:56.
Ralph Garman joins us for the Showbiz Beat for a Monday, and I understand a little something special this time around.
He looks surprised.
You told us you had a giveaway you wanted
to
do.
Well, if I had time, but it's 7:57.
Nothing but time.
So I really don't have time to do trivia and take phone calls and get any showbiz news in, so I'm just going to push that back an hour.
All right, so next hour is going to be good.
Next hour, I'm giving away tickets to a very special...
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Very special movie screening. You'll be able to chance to see a very special movie that I've already seen, and I can tell you already, it's awesome.
Next hour.
In the next hour, I'll be giving away tickets for that.
Nothing special here.
Nothing special. Except for the usual specialness that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right.
Every Monday, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Funny People, number one at the box office this weekend. $22.4 million made it number one.
Eminem, by the way, Eminem is in that and fat.
Yeah, he looked a little fat.
He's fat Eminem.
There we go.
Almost didn't recognize him.
Who else is in it, Kevin?
Adam Sandler.
Some dudes. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince was number two. G-Force was number three. The Ugly Truth and Aliens in the Attic are number five. The Orphan, Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, The Hangover, The Proposal, and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen round out your top 10 at the box office. Congratulations to Mark Wahlberg. Finally made an honest woman out of his girlfriend, Rhea Durham. They got married this weekend in Beverly Hills at the Good Shepherd Catholic Church. Only about 20 guests were invited. A very small, private ceremony. But their three children they have together were there. So I'm sure that Jesus was looking down and smiling on them and their children.
Wonder why they got married.
Good question.
That is a good question. After three kids, you'd think if it mattered to them, they would have done it by now, right? But yeah, who knows?
Cracks me up when people go into a Catholic church with three kids and get married.
Yeah.
Smorgasbord Catholics. That's what I like to call them.
Yeah.
Pick and choose. Take what you like. Jimmy Stewart did a film in 1950 called Harvey about an invisible 6-foot-tall rabbit. That was his best friend.
Okay.
Harvey! Yeah, it's my pal Harvey. He's a rabbit. There was a lot of that kind of talk in that movie. No. It's a different Harvey.
Not Harvey Levin?
Steven Spielberg has just announced his next project will be a remake of that film about a guy who's got a 6-foot-6 pal who's an invisible rabbit. Okay. That talks to him.
Does it matter how tall they are if they're invisible?
That's what I was thinking.
He's a big rabbit, though.
The big.
You got to look up to him.
Okay.
As far as we know.
Six and a half foot tall rabbit.
Okay.
Named Harvey.
My buddy Harvey! You're going to hear a lot of that going on. That's... No word yet who will play Elwood P. Dowd.
Oh, I hope it's Jim Carrey.
Oh, wouldn't that be crazy? And he'd be talking to an invisible rabbit all the time.
Can't
he'd be like,
you
whoa!
Just see that?
Harvey just pushed me. I just fell over.
He can make some funny faces.
Oh, it just gets better. Steven, when did you give up? When did you give up on us, Steven? And great news. Red Hot Chili Peppers announced they're getting back to work in October on a brand new CD.
California!
Apparently, Chad Smith, the drummer, has told Billboard.com that the band is set to reconvene in the studio and start writing its next album. You can expect it sometime mid-next year if all goes well. That's good news for K-Rock. We'll have something to play for the next 20 years that way if
that's correct.
Chili Peppers make a new CD.
I'd love to, introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Maybe you get a chance then, Hoff. Today's celebrity birthdays, Tom Brady's 32 years old today. James Hetfield from Metallica is 46, as is Isaiah Washington from Grey's Anatomy. John C. McGinley turns 50. Martin Sheen is 69. And we finally got an accurate count on Tony Bennett's age.
Now, you were saying 70.
We cut him in half and counted his rings.
Okay.
And it turns out he is 83 years old.
All right, that makes more sense.
He's very, very different than 70. But, look... Dave, the King of Mexico, gave me this list. I'm just happy he knows who Tony Bennett is.
Yeah.
Just that he was famous enough to put on the list. That's all.
If you were to ask him, he would know nothing about him.
Oh,
nothing.
Tony Bennett.
He's 70.
He worked for Reagan, didn't he? Worked for Reagan? I was like, no, it's a different Bennett. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We discover new things about Bean all the time that are fascinating.
And infuriating.
Sometimes,
I think they're both those.
Last week, we were just discussing, I don't even remember how the topic came up. Do you remember, Bean?
It was, Ralph was doing a showbiz story on the beautiful Eva Mendez. And she had done an interview where she talked about one of her favorite things to do when she travels is to visit cemeteries. She said she found it quiet and peaceful.
And Bean said, oh, yeah, I do that in every city I go to.
Every city.
And so it's clearly not something that it is, he knows somebody, he's visiting.
Right.
Somebody.
A famous grave or something, or a family member.
Well, sometimes
relative.
He has been to every presidential grave that exists. That does happen.
Well, I've got a few on the list, but I do enjoy those. It's always fun to see those sorts of, because, it's a big deal. They put something into it. There's a mausoleum and there's monuments and history. And I mean, those are, you can understand why somebody who's a fan of the presidents would want to go see President Lincoln's grave, for instance, or something like that.
Right. I just don't know anyone that's a fan of the presidents.
Well, yes, you
but
do.
I'm saying, let's say, take for granted that there was, then that would make sense. But you go to random
graveyards. We talked about in New Orleans that those graveyards are historical, they're above ground, they're really unusual. But when you're in Kansas City, you go to a graveyard?
I do, because they're not only quiet and peaceful, they're great photographic opportunities. There's always interesting photos to be taken, but there's also history. And you also get to see, you can tell a lot about people based on what they put on their gravestones. And there are some fascinating stories.
But here's what I like.
That are being told.
You don't like people. So
I like dead people, though.
Bean waits until they're dead and then visits them. And
the dead people.
The thing about graveyards is there are no alive people. And right. That is good for Bean.
Right.
So as long as you're dead, Bean is a fan.
Seems Look, to be it.
I guarantee there are lots of people listening who also enjoy visiting graves. I guarantee it. And I'm sure a couple people will call it 1-800-520-1067. I don't think there's anything weird about it. I really don't.
You don't think it's a little odd? No?
I can understand why a lot of people don't go, but I would imagine that people who don't go would understand why people do go also.
No.
Because after you've taken photos of 20 graveyards, don't they start to kind of look the same?
It's just it's so interesting to see how differently people are described and the things that they leave behind. Because I love obituaries too. Remember, that's my favorite part of the newspaper. But it's interesting. It's interesting to see what people have inscribed, and also the story. And there are so many interesting stories of people and how they died. And some were very, very old, and some were very, very young. And it's kind of an emotional thing to see what's left of their life when you get in there.
What is left of their life, Bean? There's nothing left.
That's all that's left behind it. That's what exists on this earth to represent that full life that was led.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what's interesting about it, because there are stories that are being told from beyond the grave.
Bean loves human death.
But, you know, when we have people on with sad stories, Bean is very dismissive, generally
speaking. Of course, because they're alive.
So these people, somehow there's passion. It moves you in some way.
It does. It really does, yeah.
Hmm.
But they have to die.
Yes.
Preferably.
Remember when we were doing that, I forget what it was, some kind of a signing deal. We had listeners come down. And,
yes.
And there was a woman who was, she wanted to have something signed for her kid who was sick. And Bean just offhandedly threw out, just let him die.
The kid had had like 3 heart surgeries.
Right.
That's what it was. It was getting ridiculous.
Right.
It was just getting crazy how much time and money they were putting into that one kid. That's all I was
saying. But this was his mother.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not the right person to make that offhanded joke to. And that's why I say, as long as people are alive, Bean is very, you said the word dismissive. He just has no interest whatsoever.
I got a complaint from a listener over the weekend after.
I did too.
Yeah, yeah.
I did too. What's wrong with Bean?
What was somebody complaining about now?
You in the email. Somebody
had like this tragic life situation. You're like, hope everything goes good with that.
Hey, good luck with that, you wrote back. And the guy's like, what is wrong with Bean? And the answer to that is he has Asperger's and he does not like people or social contact unless you're dead,
apparently.
In which case he'll try and go back and figure out what made you tick.
Why don't we talk to Michelle on line 4, who's right with me, going to cemeteries all the time. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Hello.
You go to graveyards all the time?
I actually do. On Marilyn Monroe's death day, I go and see hers. It's actually really interesting.
Okay,
it's pink and stuff like that. So
okay, but
I don't know. Like, I like celebrities. Like, I can't wait till they show Michael Jackson's, and like that way I can go visit him because like it's monumental. It's actually something that's really interesting.
Yeah,
and you learn more about the person.
I don't think they're going to bury him. So
it doesn't sound like it.
I don't know what the plan is. No, but Michelle, let me ask you a different question though, because this is what differentiates Bean. He doesn't need someone famous. He'll go to a graveyard that just has nobody, no significance that he knows of, and just wander around.
Okay, see, that's pretty weird.
Okay, all right, there you go.
That's what we thought.
Thank you,
so Michelle's not even with me.
Nope.
But I mean, you go and you see, you know, these World War II graves, these World War I graves. In many cases, there are a lot of cemeteries I've been to lately because I was in the Midwest with a lot of Civil War graves. And you think, wow, this person has been dead for 150 years. I mean, it's weird to see that kind of history right on that spot where you're standing. I mean, you're standing there 6 feet away from somebody who died in, you know, 1862. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's still interesting to you that they died in 1862.
Yes, it is.
But alive people, you're not interested in at all.
Well, some I am, but
not most.
These people I didn't know,
but
I still enjoy the stories that they leave behind. Let's try Martin. He's on line 2 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Martin, back me up here, pal.
Absolutely, Bean. You're totally right on. Visiting the gravesite, you learn so much about the area, especially when you go back east. There's so much history back east that we don't have here in California. You go back there and you learn about Civil War, people who fought back then, and just a different time period. I absolutely agree with you.
Now, do you do it just for historical reasons, or do you do it for, like Bean said, he likes to take pictures?
Oh, I actually gone there to take pictures, too, because it's just a different setting. I try to do photography just for hobby.
Right.
Provide a different scenery.
Do you also hate people?
I'm not a big fan of going to big gatherings.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm. But I don't hate people.
But you like them better when they die.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, we're finding my people out there. I love it. Let's try Jesse on line 6. Hey, Jesse. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
you visit gravestones, graveyards?
Yes, I do. When I travel, if I don't like seek them out, but if I see a cemetery on the way, I will stop by, walk around. If I have my camera, I take pictures of the tombstones and read what they say. I find it really interesting. I like going to graveyards as well.
That's all I'm saying is Jesse's just expressed exactly what it is I do. There's nothing weird about that, right, Jess?
No, not at all.
Well, here's my question. Aren't there, every place you go, aren't there a lot of things to do and things to see?
Right.
I don't know, things that are alive. I don't know how you fit that in. How does that beat stuff?
In downtown cemeteries, I don't go out, and I'm not a big social person, but if there's things to do, I will go do them. But if I pass a cemetery, I like to stop in. It's nice.
Just say
hi. It's quiet.
It's quiet.
Say hi, because exactly. And just to enjoy the peacefulness that is at the cemetery.
See, and, here's why it's weird to me, because to me it's just the opposite. I don't like cemeteries because it represents death, and I'm not a fan.
It's deadly quiet.
Yes. So I'd rather go someplace where there's life and action and people.
Well,
and
Jesse and I would like to come visit you very soon, Kevin.
Okay, that would be fine.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show with the Afro Line burning up over the weekend. 323-520-AFRO. Lots of people leaving messages. Now it's time to play some of them back for you here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? Lisa May, Ralph, and Mike. I got pulled over by a young highway patrolman the other day. Couldn't have been any older than me. Pulled me over for speeding, and we got to talk, and I asked him how he liked his job. I thought I was becoming his friend. So I asked him, hey, man, is there any way you can let me off from this ticket? And guess what he said to me? He said, nope.com. I ask you not. You bastard.
Nope.com.
Oh, how about that?
Nope.com.
X Games.
Exactly. By the way, Kevin, did you make it to all four days of the X Games like you planned?
I didn't make it to yesterday because I went to the soccer game on Saturday night. But I got to tell you, on Friday night, I wish I remember what the guy's name was. BMX Big Air did a double front flip.
Oh, man.
A double front flip over that 70-foot. You know, a gap in the big air ramp?
That is unbelievable.
Came in fifth or sixth. You can't remember which. Fifth or sixth.
What
double
you
front
do?
Flip. What do you have to do? That's a good question. I may not understand the scoring, but it seemed like that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I jumped to my feet, and then it was fifth or sixth. I was like, oh, sat back down.
Stop doing breaks centered around Miss Cleo.
I think he's still upset that she didn't pay off her bet.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
America is still upset she didn't pay off her bet.
We work very hard here.
Kevin and me, I love you guys, but your 5 o'clock thing, your Cinco de la Tarde, it sucks. What the hell? It sucks.
You know what? Maybe we won't do it today.
Yeah, just because of her?
What do you think about that?
Okay.
It'll suck less because we won't do it. You don't get it now.
Hey, where the f*** is Jojo? Why have we not talked to Jojo? Get him on the line now.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
I miss Doto.
Good luck getting Doto on the phone. I mean, between Dewan and Doto, it's a miracle we get anything done around here.
I don't understand why midgets are angry at the word midget. They really need just to grow up. Oh, my God. I just had a case of the fear, and I'm telling you, it looks identical to the Virgin Mary. Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. That's just porn.
Oh, wow. The fear.
Hey, I have an update to Lisa's traffic report. You know that small dog running around on the 60 freeway? Well, he's still there, but he's not running anymore.
Oh, what? Damn it. I don't want to know.
Why are people bad?
Oh.
We put This Week in Rage with Adam Carolla up on our YouTube and a bunch of different places, and this guy was watching it and has a question about one of us in the background.
So I'm watching This Week in Rage with Adam on YouTube. The mic's just standing there being a dumbass.
Psycho Mike.
They're smiling, not laughing. I mean, I try to like the guy, but he's just a douche. Mike, just die.
Hey, you're not telling us anything we don't know.
This is America. We don't give a shit about soccer.
No.
Well, I hate to disagree with the caller, but there were 93,000 people at the Rose Bowl Saturday night for that game.
Yeah, it was an amazing game.
Someone cares.
And David Beckham scored on a free kick that was unbelievable.
Really?
He really is the best at that in the world.
When you can see him.
When you can see him, yeah. Yeah, I love soccer, but I know I'm in the minority, unfortunately. And finally...
Buttercup?
Oh, come on. That... Why would you do that?
How can they be so mean?
Why would you play that? How could you
True.
Yell at me for liking death and then turn around and play that?
What? What's that about? I don't even understand.
Yeah. That. Well, since you brought it up, my cow Buttercup died last week. We had to put her down, for God's sakes. It was awful. And that's what the caller is calling about. And that's what Kevin thought was entertaining.
But on
you.
The good side, you can visit its grave.
He's just buried in the backyard,
no.
Dude.
Oh, all right. Okay. Hey, that wasn't my call.
This
I
is
didn't
a
call.
Hard room.
That's a new low. That really is a new low. Why don't you just follow it up with, but at least on the upside, free steaks for everyone? Why don't you just go there?
Okay. I like.
Apparently, our friend Harvey Levin, normally we speak to Monday mornings on the Kevin DeBean Show, very busy because of everything that's going on in the Michael Jackson case in court today. But from the newsroom of TMZ.com, we've got Dax Holt joining us on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hey, Dax, how are you, man?
Good. How about you guys?
Good.
Great to talk to you. I love your work on the TV show.
Hi, Lisa May, so I can get the little ding. Hi, Lisa May.
There you go.
There you go, Dax.
Hey, is your name really Dax Holt, or is that something you made up when you came to Hollywood so that you could get on TV?
No, that's all real right there.
How about that? Congratulations. All right. The newsroom is buzzing today. What's going on in court with Michael Jackson? I'm not sure I completely understand what's happening today.
Well, the family's going to court. First off, they have to talk about custody, so who gets the custody of the kids. Second off, Catherine kind of wants more say in the will and who gets the money. And she just wants a little more responsibility in the whole thing. And she has to do it really strategically, because if she fights too much, they'll just cut you right out of the will. And then you won't get anything.
How I don't know how that works. I mean, how does she say, I want to have more say in it? Doesn't it spell it out?
I'm going to say that she's probably not going to get it, because, hey, Michael already wrote up the will.
Right.
This is what he wants, so just deal with it. These people will give you your money. The trustees will have it all under control. You just sit back and relax and enjoy getting your money.
Do we know
it's
the details?
40%, right?
Do we know the details of it?
I think they're hashing all that out still, and, you know, everyone will be taken care of completely. But I don't
even
know why
Reby?
I'm fighting it. Oh, of course, everyone. And the thing is, Reby, I think, is getting the kids. That's what it's looking like.
Reby.
She'll get the kids. She's very low profile in her life. She lives in Vegas. No one really knows her. So if she takes care of the kids, then I think all will be good.
Now, what was going on last week, Dax? Because, again, I'm having trouble figuring out what's true and what's not with all the various reports going around. But with Debbie Rowe being in court, I didn't really understand what was happening there. Now, she is actually the mother of the kids, is not asking for custody. But what's her involvement in whatever's happening now?
Cash.
Well, she already got so much money in the first time she gave up custody of these kids. So what she asked for now is just visibility. She wants to, or visitation, I'm sorry, visibility.
Yeah, that too.
Rights of the kids. She wants to be able to see them. She wants to get a psychiatrist involved so they can have like a smooth transition to getting to know her better and to dealing with the fact that their dad had died. So that's all she was asking for. No money was exchanged between them.
Doesn't it seem like the money was exchanged last time when she sold them, so she needs
exactly.
to back out? I mean, am I the only one that thinks that her involvement is just fake? From
yeah,
the beginning.
She doesn't know the kids. She's never lived with him, grown up with him. She just needs to back out of it and stop rubbing her name and everything.
But having said that, the kids probably know her as well as they know Aunt Reby. I can't imagine she's been allowed very often inside Michael Jackson's home.
She really has been, because she lives in Vegas. Michael lived in Vegas. So I guess they spend a lot of time together. They already know her really well. So why not?
So basically the court proceedings today are just, they're just going to go through the motions pretty much.
Yeah.
And they're going to
go exactly. I don't think anything major will be determined today by any means. You know how it all goes. They go into court, make a big fiasco. There'll be a ton of media out there, and then they'll leave, and it'll drag on for a couple months.
Good times.
All right. Hey, what about this? Is Dax Holt on the line from TMZ.com, by the way, and the TMZ television show. Consult your local listings. What about the report that came out over the weekend that they are going to not release the cause of death anytime soon? It has been postponed indefinitely. What's that mean, Dax?
Well, they're saying that they don't want to release all the toxicology results and everything because they want to keep investigating everything. They don't want to release anything too soon and mess up the investigation, so they're going to hold on to it. They're going nuts, going through all these doctors, going through all their files. Michael had around 18 alias names that he was using to score drugs.
And
so
what was the most prominent one?
Propofol.
No, the name that he used to get the drugs.
Oh, I think it was Omar.
It was Omar, yes. I bring that up just because we work with one here, an Omar.
Oh,
so.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I know Omar.
All right.
DJ Omar Khan.
So it's funny because we're frustrated as members of the public. We're frustrated that this information is not made available to us, but there's no obligation. There's no time frame by which they have to release that information, right?
No.
I mean, it's completely at their discretion.
Exactly. And I mean, most people know it all. We've posted most of the stuff anyway. So
yeah.
I think it's pretty much concluded that he died of propofol and that this doctor left him alone on propofol and came back and found him gone.
Yeah.
Did the doctor take a nap, fall asleep like I read?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing.
Wow.
And where is he now and what's he up against?
He's in hideout. He's at his home in Vegas. That's the last time we saw him when the house got raided.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys watch all that. Like the office.
Yes.
Home in
Did.
Vegas
saw that and then saw that you also had coverage that they found another storage space in Vegas, right?
Yep, they found another one. I think he was just getting propofol in boxes at the storage unit. This is what it's looking like. He got propofol and then would kind of just ship it out to L.A. when he needed it.
Isn't that something? Now, what will they likely charge him with if they determine that that was the timeline that night, that he administered the drug and then, for whatever reason, it killed Michael Jackson? What will they charge him with?
Well, there's a possible manslaughter charge with this whole thing.
Wow. That's what the police are heading for?
Well, that's what it's looking like, because when they did the searches, everything was listed was manslaughter. That's what they were looking for. Propofol, and
so manslaughter is basically murder without the intent. It was an accident, but you caused the death. Is that what that is?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that seems bad for him.
And where do you think they are in that investigation in terms of how close they might be to charging him or not?
I'm telling you, it's just such a mess of information with all these different doctors. So I don't think they're going to nail it down for quite some time until they can gather up everything that they need, and then they'll go, okay, let's arrest him, let's arrest this person, we'll take this doctor's license away from him.
Now, when you say all these doctors, I only know of that one that was with him.
There's over a dozen doctors that they've been investigating that have some kind of tie to Michael Jackson. He's obviously the main focus of the investigation.
Right, because he's the one that gave him the propofol.
Exactly, but there's a lot of people involved in, over the years, giving drugs, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see. Wow. Prescriptions to the fake names.
He's
and
probably
all that.
Gone through a lot of doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a superstar, so he was just walking up to people. Hey, can you get me some drugs? Sure.
And they say,
And if they say no, then you move on to the next one.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. And you're always going to find somebody who, just to be close to Michael Jackson, is going to agree to do whatever you want, I guess.
Very starstruck.
Yeah.
Here's the last question, Dax, and I can't believe I'm still asking this question, 6 weeks later? Are they ever going to bury the dude? I mean, come on.
For all we know, he could be buried, and they did some top secret mission and put him into the ground. But
you guys would have found out.
That's the thing. No one really knows where his body is. We've heard that it's at the tomb up in, Forest Lawn, but no one really knows for sure.
Bean, how do you know that they haven't? Because
the same reason TMZ hasn't reported that they have buried him is because nothing has been confirmed or official that has in fact happened. I mean, there's been a lot of rumors and speculation, but then you have just as many people who say that the body is still in police custody.
Yeah, that's like James Brown.
I was just going to say, James Brown's family, they were like sneaking him away and hiding him.
That was months that he wasn't in the ground. Yeah. Finally, it was like, okay, he's buried.
That seems bad.
They had him on ice. All right,
well, maybe I'll table that question until we get into the holidays, and then I'll ask you again. All right, we're out of time. Dax Holt is a producer for the TMZ.com website and television show in Los Angeles. It's on weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Consult your local listings to find out where it is near you. Hey, Dax, by the way, thanks for coming on, and happy birthday to you, dude.
No, thanks. I appreciate it.
Ralph Garman joins us. A little something for the people this time?
Yeah, I got something for the people. I'm automatic for the people. You know me.
I hear that's true.
It's absolutely true. I've got passes to the special advanced screening of District 9, which opens in theaters on August the 14th. Our screening will be on August the 12th.
That looks good.
On the Sony Pictures lot here in Los Angeles. It is brought to you by Sony Pictures, of course. I had a chance to check out District 9 at the Comic-Con when I was down there in San Diego, and it is spectacular.
Awesome.
Folks who don't know the name, which one is this, Ralph?
District 9 is a film that is being produced by Peter Jackson of Lord of the Rings fame and King Kong, of course. He's the producer. He works with a first-time feature film director named Neil Blomkamp, and Neil is a South African. And this whole movie is basically a premise that he worked with in a short film called Alive in Joburg, and basically it is about aliens who crash land in Johannesburg, South Africa, and are marginalized and put inside this sort of internment camp and treated as second-class citizens by the people of South Africa.
And they appreciate that?
They're not crazy about it.
Ah.
And it's about how the humans interact with the aliens, and unlike a lot of science fiction films, which are mostly special effects and very little story, this is a really sort of disturbing story that is very effective on many levels, and the science fiction aspect of it is sort of icing on the cake, really.
Oh, okay.
So it's got a great script, a great performances by a largely South African cast, no actors that you will recognize, but Charlton Copley, who plays the lead in the film, I predict will be a big movie star after this.
Awesome.
So it's an excellent film. It was funny, I did the panel for it at Comic-Con, and it was Peter Jackson and Blomkamp, the director, and this lead actor, Charlton Copley is his name. They kept talking about, it's a little small budget film, and, we didn't have a chance to really do what we did. It's like $30 million this movie cost.
Right.
It looks like it cost twice that. And it's really well done. I really enjoyed it, and I think you will too. If you'd like to go to the special advanced screening of District 9, I have a trivia question for you. I figured Peter Jackson fans are especially looking forward to this film.
Sure.
And I'm going to put this out there for you, Peter Jackson fans. But Jackson, of course, as I mentioned, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, for which he won 3 Oscars. Also, King Kong, which was a big hit for him. He's done a bunch of great films. And one of the hallmarks of a Peter Jackson film when he directs the film is that he almost always appears in a cameo somewhere in the film.
Ah.
So for you sharp-eyed Peter Jackson fans, where did Peter Jackson appear in King Kong? Where is the Peter Jackson cameo in the movie King Kong? 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First 5 callers who get through with the correct answer get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of District 9. And I'm telling you, I think this is going to be a big, big hit, this movie. Cool. I think largely because it's brilliantly done, but also it's kind of flying low underneath the radar. The expectations are low. I think buzz and word of mouth will really propel this thing into another level. And it couldn't happen to nicer guys. I'm trying to talk to producer Alex to see if we can get the director, Neil Blomkamp, on, because he's a fascinating guy and a great interview. So maybe we can talk to him about the film as we get closer.
But. Fantastic.
Speaking of movies, chill out, all you twihards. Calm down.
What are they upset about?
Well, Jamie Campbell Bauer, one of the actors in the upcoming New Moon sequel to the Twilight movies, is, he made a joke, basically, when he was talking to MTV.
Uh-oh.
That 3 of the hottest actors in the movie were all going to be in a complete nude scene.
Okay.
They're all going to be naked in one scene. And what he meant as a dry joke got picked up in the blogosphere and in the internet world as a fact. And many female Twilight fans dampened their seats, let's say, with this news.
Right.
So now they're going into spin control to correct this. And director Chris Weitz has released the following announcement. I would like everyone to put everyone's mind at rest and let them know that the Volturi are not naked. Volturi, anyone? I'm guessing. I'm guessing there's a group called the Volturi. There you go. There's your answer. So might as well be
they
freaking Arabic for all I know when I read
vampires.
When I talk about this movie. It might as well be
the
aliens from District 9.
I like the True Blood.
Who talk like a click language, which is awesome, by
the
way.
They do?
Yeah,
awesome.
District 9 aliens are... It's like, oh, that's the best.
These are Twitar girls, though. They just believed it because they wanted to, because if they'd have thought about it for half a second, they would have realized it's a PG movie franchise, so clearly nobody's getting naked.
Yeah.
Anyway, be sure that even though we do want the look of the Volturi to be a bit of a surprise, they're always, as in the book, fully clothed. So there you go. Clothed Volturis. You've heard it from me.
Wow.
All those Volturi, clothed. Woo! Glad we got that out of the way.
We have an answer to your trivia question, Ralph.
You don't.
We do.
What?
We do. We have Shay.
Shay.
Yes.
Where is Peter Jackson's cameo in King Kong?
He is a biplane gunner.
That's right. He is one of the guys shooting down King Kong at the end of the film.
How about that?
He appears in the cockpit of the plane.
Ah!
Congratulations. You got a pair of passes. You're going to go see the very entertaining District 9 produced by Peter Jackson at a special screening.
Awesome.
Hold on. We'll give you all the details.
Now, Kevin, you didn't know that because you were already weeping like a little girl by the time they got to the shooting him down scene.
King Kong's dead. Kevin cried like a girl.
I don't know what you're saying.
Speaking of Kevin, did you hear about this dude in Boston? 25-year-old physics doctoral student, Joel Tenenbaum. He got popped in federal court on Friday for illegally downloading music.
How dare you suggest I would be involved in that?
He got fined for $675,000.
Wow.
For 30 songs.
That's it?
30 songs.
They could find people with thousands of songs. They go after people with 30.
Dave!
He could have bought the albums for less than that, Ralph.
Yes, he could have. It took the jury just 3 hours, but they agreed that Joel willfully infringed on more than 30 copyrighted songs, including tunes by Nirvana, Aerosmith, the Ramones, and Eminem. Each infringement cost Joel $22,500.
Wow. Well, that's absurd.
Yeah. This is right after a woman named Jamie Thomas Rassett was ordered to pay $1.9 million for illegally downloading and distributing 24 songs. So he got off light.
Do these people have this money? I mean, what's the point of it?
Of course they don't.
No.
Well, so what's the point
of it? You better watch out. You better not cry.
They'll have to declare bankruptcy.
Right. Yeah.
You better not.
That's what this guy says he's going to do, is he's going to
I'm telling you why. Because these people will fine you for downloading music illegally. That's what I'm telling you.
Yes, they will.
Yes. So be careful out there, people. Kevin.
when you're downloading things illegally, Kevin?
In Kevin's defense, he wised up to this years ago and now just makes Dave download everyone.
That's so true. He's not worried about that. CD for him.
Right.
How dare you.
The way to go.
It's Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Funny People, number one at the box office this weekend, making $22.4 million. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince came in at number two with $17.7 additional million dollars. G-Force was third. Still haven't gotten to see that, but I'm dying to see the G-Force. I can't wait to see those guinea pigs fight crime.
They sure do. They sure fight crime.
The Ugly Truth was fourth. Aliens in the Attic for the Kids was number five. The Orphan was number six. Mike, did you hear about The Orphan ends? I don't know if I had a chance to tell you or not.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You heard?
Literally, I did.
Yes. Oh, I didn't want to ruin it for you. I didn't know if you had seen it.
I gave him 2 weeks. That same off issue.
I gave him 2 weeks, and then I realized how funny it would be if I told him, so I just told him off the air how it ended.
The look in his face.
So he was so disappointed. He looked at me and he goes, why would you do that?
Because it's funny.
It's been 2 weeks, and it's funny.
That's right.
And it's you.
Look, go or don't go, man. Right. Go off the pot.
Make up your mind.
Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs was 7, Hangover was 8, The Proposal was 9, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen came in at number 10 this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. I think we're going to stick around for another hour.
What? Who's
with
me? I got things to do.
Who's with me?
I got things to do.
You're not alone. Me Bean out.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:13.
What about Kevin Federline? Why is he still on my computer screen and on my TV? And in
fat.
The news? What's
fat and cheap? He's fat and cheap. That's why.
Yep. Didn't we think once Britney broke up with him that was the end of K-Fed? That we'd never hear from him. Like I figured Britney would pull a deal where she got the kids full time and she would just pay off K-Fed and that would be the last of it.
Right.
But he continues to be around and in the news. What up?
You know what happened was she went crazy and then they had to give him a bunch of responsibility for the kids and now she has to pay him like $30,000 a month for that.
For folks who haven't seen any pictures of the former Mr. Britney Spears lately and wonder why Kevin is calling him fat, picture the K-Fed in your mind from back when he was a backup dancer and add 400 pounds.
He's huge.
Fatty.
He is enormous. And apparently he's been all over Las Vegas lately because that's a good environment for the kids. And we have K-Rock listener Jason on the line who saw him in person with his own eyes in Vegas just a few nights ago. Hey, Jason, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, man?
Kevin, Bean, Lisa, how are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
You
had a K-Fed sighting.
Yeah, I my dear friend is one of the VIP hosts at Wasted Space and got me a table there.
That's the Hard Rock.
At the Hard Rock. Mm-hmm. And as I was coming in, he had a down look on his face, and I said, well, what's going on? Why are you so sad? And he goes, well, I'm sorry, but I sat you next to K-Fed.
Man.
And so my first question was, why is K-Fed in the building?
Right.
And secondly, can I be moved? And, K-Fed evidently has a new reality show.
Did we know that?
We knew that he was going to. We heard that it was going to be on VH1 or something, and we were like, what is that possibly going to be?
He's going to become a sumo wrestler. I think that's...
No.
What are you talking about?
You're
just making a joke of how fat he is.
He's so fat. I mean, he had a man's moo moo on. He's huge. He's really fat. And they hired some ladies to follow him around a little bit. He performed at Wasted Space.
Wait. He performed? You mean he rapped?
It was kind of like a rap sing thing. He got out of, and he only did like one song. And then they booed him off the stage.
Really?
Yeah, the Since the Sinners perform on Thursday.
They booed him off the stage? That's the best.
They booed him off the stage. It was awesome.
How did he look? Was he embarrassed? A lot of times they don't realize it. They think people are cheering or something.
Overweight people have it hard enough being disgusting without you making fun of them.
Yeah, I don't think he realized that there was some jeering. Mm-hmm. And then I think he realized it turned to booing. And he just waved his peace sign and... Let me ask you this.
He lumbered.
Harpooned and gelatinous start. He lumbered up.
did the DJ or somebody call him to come up on stage as to make it sort of like a treat for the crowd, or did he insist that he goes on, or did he work it out with the Hard Rock people for his show, or what? How do you think it happened that he ended up performing?
I think he had to work it out. The DJ did not call him up. The Sin City Sinners took a break, and then he came up, and there was some background music put on.
Oh, man, that must have been awful.
Probably for his... Were they actually filming?
They were filming.
Yeah,
I'm sure a laugh track will be put behind.
Yeah, they're going to put in a lot of cheering. That's Carrie Hart's place, right? Was he there?
Yes.
No, Kerry Hart wasn't there. He's at the X Games.
At the X Games, yeah, that makes sense.
He wouldn't have let this
happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, good timing for him.
Yeah.
He gets to dodge that bullet.
By the way, if it was the same night that you were there, TMZ.com had a story a few days ago about him showing up at Wasted Space and getting all sorts of free vodka, a bunch of Grey Goose sent over to him, which, you know, K-Fed and his crew promptly drank up and didn't even leave a tip for the waitress.
You know, that is the that was the rumor there.
Not a
lot of girls were complaining that he is he's quite demanding on making sure he gets stuff quickly.
Wow.
And also not a good tipper. I mean, we were drinking Trailer Park iced teas, and that's just Pabst Blue Ribbon, ice and lemon.
I like it.
Classy operation. And we were more than happy to tip the waitress as well. And he was drinking the high-end vodka and just kind of being a fat, bossy man.
Yeah.
Douche.
Yeah. All right. What was the reaction from other people who were in the club? In other words, do chicks still come up to him and want to talk to him because he's K-Fed?
You know, no chicks really went up to him. He had a little entourage of ladies around him. The reaction, quite honestly, was people kind of put their heads down. They shook their heads with a little bit of disappointment.
They just wanted to just let it pass.
It was like, oh man!
I hope no one sees I was here.
It's so sad. You get into this cool club, and then there's K-Fed.
There's K-Fed,
and it is a great club. Actually, I was really bummed out that they let him perform there and they let him come in.
Did anybody say you're fat? Did that happen?
I believe it was yelled out more than once.
Jason, it is awesome that you thought to let us know about this sighting. And I can't wait to see, now that you've described what really happened, I can't wait to see if they end up putting that on TV, how they're going to try to make it look.
How they spin it.
Yeah.
And the camera adds 10 pounds. Just remember that. So.
Sure.
Or you won't even notice on him.
You won't even notice.
Or 210 pounds, depending on if it's K-Fed or not. All right, you're the best. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks,
bye now. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:45.
There are a lot of people who tune in for 40 minutes of nonstop K-Rock right now that are pretty damn disappointed. Let me just tell you that.
That's the same thing we're earlier in the show, so what's the difference?
Exactly. All right, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Monday morning. What the hell's going on, Argar?
It's Monday, so we take a look at the box office. This weekend's highest performing movies rank thusly. Funny People, $22.4 million, made it number one this weekend.
Kevin, what'd you think?
I like that movie.
Me too.
I think I'm one of the few, though. It seems like a lot of people are not liking it, but I really enjoyed it.
I think the reviews were pretty good.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince was number two. G-Force was third. The Ugly Truth came in at number four. Aliens in the Attic was fifth. Then The Orphan, Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, The Hangover, The Proposal, and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Speaking of movies, looks like we finally have a director for the fourth installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean films. Rob Marshall has been signed on to direct the fourth movie. He is probably best known for directing Chicago, the big Oscar-winning musical.
Hope they make it a musical.
Oh, that'd be the best.
Be great.
Johnny Depp, of course, will be returning as Captain Jack Sparrow, and looks like they're going to start filming sometime early next year because they want to try to get this in before he's committed to go on and play Tonto in The Lone Ranger.
Hey!
Why are you hiding over Tonto?
Tonto's not Asian.
It's how, if it's anything.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You didn't know Tonto.
If you don't know, then don't.
It sounded like it might be.
Yeah, wait, you've never heard of The Lone Ranger and Tonto?
You're not familiar with those characters?
I am.
Those obscure...
It sounded
characters.
Like it might need it.
It sounded like it might need it. Yeah. Tonto.
It's like the other day you said Tommy Lee. I didn't know.
Right. Lee.
But you do know.
Lee. Let's go for it.
All right, let's move
but
on.
But no one thinks Tonto is Asian. That's all we're saying, Mike.
Ah.
Or do they? Kim Kardashian and Reggie's Bush. What?
Huh? Reggie's Bush?
Maybe.
What?
And Reggie Bush's breakup. But if you want to believe their camps, it was all daisies and lollipops.
Sure, they had a great time.
They broke up as friends, and they're still close, and they've moved on, and it was mutual, and what have you.
Excellent!
But little by little, we're starting to find out more information saying it may have been a case of one or both of them cheating on the other. Initially, I told you about Kanye West sending Kim some racy text messages. Now, Fox News is reporting that Kim may have walked in on, at the time, boyfriend Reggie Bush, knocking it out with another woman.
Yeah.
There is no substitute for Bush.
Well, that's what that girl was claiming until Kim walked into the room. Apparently, she caught the two of them in the act. And I love this next sentence in the story. They tried to work it out afterwards.
Yeah.
He tried to work it out, and then he tried to chase after Kim. apparently, the trust in that point in their relationship was gone.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that's a shame.
Today we're out finding out what type of holes people prefer.
And Ryan O'Neill in the news today. There's a Vanity Fair story about Ryan and his relationship with the late Farrah Fawcett. Talking about the funeral, and this is an actual interview with Ryan O'Neill where he admits that at Farrah's funeral, he hit on another woman.
What?
That other woman was his daughter, Tatum O'Neill.
Yay!
What? In his defense, life is for the living.
Wait.
You just move on.
What do you mean by hit on?
I had just put the casket in the hearse, and I was driving away when a beautiful blonde woman comes up and embraces me.
Oh, was it an accident?
I said to her, do you have a drink on you? Do you have a car? She said, Daddy, it's me, Tatum. I was trying to be funny with a strange, attractive woman, and it's my daughter. Apparently, Tatum laughed the event off, saying, it's been a few years since we've seen each other, and he always was a ladies' man.
Salacious!
So,
that's not something you want to do.
You don't want to hit on your daughter.
That's not his stepdaughter, that's his daughter?
That's his daughter.
That's
his biological daughter.
You don't want to do that.
Daddy's in trouble. Daddy's in trouble.
Great article, right, by the
that's
way.
That's creepy.
Talks about his relationship with his other kids, which is even more twisted than that one, if you can believe it. How he gave his son Griffin cocaine at the age of 11 to use.
That isn't good for you.
This is his son who's still in jail, right, from drug use.
No, that's Redmond. Redmond is
that's a different son.
Jail.
Okay.
Griffin is a son that he had with his other wife. And he is... They've been estranged for a long time, but he says, my father gave me cocaine when I was 11 and insisted I take it.
Insisted?
Rat.
Don't be a pussy. Take it.
I should have a father so bad. Dad like that now, quite frankly. Could use some advice from Ryan O'Neill as a father. Today's celebrity birthdays, Patriots QB Tom Brady's 32 years old today. Singer, guitarist, James Hetfield.
Yes.
From Metallica is 46. Isaiah Washington, also 46. John C. McGinley from Scrubs is 50. Martha Stewart is 60.
Hey! What?
See what I mean, Mike? Doesn't make any sense at all, right?
You're just showing him?
Just like Tonto. You see how stupid it is?
At least Tonto. Nope. At least Tonto nothing.
No. At least Martha Stewart makes Chinese food once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Right. Closer. She's 68 years old. Martin Sheen is 69, and singer Tony Bennett is 83 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have Vince St. Tropez. Vince?
What was it? What was our agreed-upon comedy?
Vince St. Tropez.
That was terrible.
Can I take it again?
Vince St. Tropez. That's what came out. Don't look at me, Tropez, like I'm nuts, like I misheard. Wait. Tropez is as close as you got.
I gave him Vince St. Tropez. He wrote that down
wrote it down.
His own handwriting.
Yeah,
and
but
then
I couldn't
looked
read
down
it.
To read it, and we have Tropez.
I couldn't read that. That doesn't look clear to me. All right, he's got 40
Ryan
minutes.
Is Ryan O'Neill your father?
I wish. He's got 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock, including Weezer, Silverstone Pickups.
K-Rock hang up, too? Is that a hard one to
read? A brand new song from Muse called The United States of Eurasia. Next time, K-Rock.